Blog Talk Radio.
To make sure we locked in. Yeah, we're locked in.
All right, guys, we need you to come in.
Yeah, it's kind of a long show, but I want to do a show for you guys. Make sure everything.
Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373 is a number. As always, we got a hot show for you today, man, and a hot show for you guys today. Just a shout-out. Hope y'all guys are doing well and all this other stuff. I'm just trying to see. Not getting the thing that I need. All right, so lines are open.
Usually I can play my music.
Guys, if you have a question, just put a few in there for your question you got. And not only you can thank this and not only do you take you can move. Now, guys, now, hey, what you do, that was right now of the true self. And
comes in, it's how
how you position yourself. I don't position my, again, I'm not teaching you how to position yourself correct. I'm not here to try to position yourself to impress a woman. I'm not here to try to position yourself to even influence a woman. I don't want you to do any of that shit. If there's anybody, gentlemen, that I want you to include, if there's anybody, there's one motherfucker I want you to influence outside of everybody that you know in your life, and that is the man in the mirror. And that is the man that is the only man in this world who has the fingerprint to prove it. I am not here to influence a woman. I am constantly, every day, looking to influence myself. And as long as I try to influence myself, do you understand when I put the light on me? I'm not putting a blame. I'm not putting any of those things anywhere except for on me. I want to influence myself. Because all I'm trying to do every day is I'm trying to impress myself. I'm not trying to impress anybody else, but women will become impressed with that. See, that is part of the perks you get, you know what I mean? And that's why you don't have to try to force. See, a lot of us think that we have to dress a certain way to do as a woman. Some of us feel that we got to get our bodies in a certain way to influence a woman. Some of us feel that we got to take a certain profile picture. Remember, your picture is not your personality. Remember, I said that first. But what I'm saying is, if you're doing anything for everybody else and not yourself, lose. Everything you should be doing is for your benefit and for me. I influence a woman because when she talks to me, I bring things out of her. I don't try to bring things up, but those things come out of her due to the conversation we had when I'm making her smile. What she becomes influenced by, wondering, what's going on? What is he doing? Why is he messaging me?
I know what the problem is. Hold on 1 second, 817. Stay right there.
Let me do some. Hold on.
I know the problem. Hold on 1 second. Stay right there, 817. Stay right there. Oh, shit. Stay right there. Hold on, 817. Hold on. There we go.
Now, I can hear you now. 817, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can hear you now. How can I help you, sir? I'm sorry. I did something all twisted and shit. Okay, anyway. In 313, I got you next. 817, how can I help you, brother? What's up?
Yes. So I've done a couple of your coaching calls before.
Yes, sir.
And I have a current situation lined up. There's a woman I've been talking to. She's about 4 years older than me. She's
all right, wait, 27. Okay, listen to me. I'm going to let you finish, but I want to teach you a lesson while you're talking. When you begin to try to tell me about the woman, you're already losing in this. It doesn't, and listen, as long as she's legal, okay, that's all that matters. If she's legal, I don't need to know if she's older or younger or taller or richer, because that has nothing to do with me as a man. Does that make any sense, brother?
Yes.
So when you started that, I want you to finish, but I'm just trying to give you a lesson here. As a man, when I talk to other men and I talk about another woman, it's just, I met this joint. I met this woman, and this is what happened. I don't say, well, I met this woman and, you know, she's a Pisces and, you know, she loves spaghetti and, you know, all that. I don't do it. You see what I'm saying? Because that that has nothing to do with anything. So what you've got to stop doing is, like I've always said, tell me your 2 + 2 = 4. Don't tell me about standing in line. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell me about the apple you placed on her desk, because all of that has nothing to do with anything. Okay, but please continue. Okay, so you've been talking to this woman. That's all we need to know right now, but please continue.
She is, we've FaceTime, text, et cetera, et cetera. The situation is at the point of now that she wants to fly out and come see me.
Okay, what's the problem?
She, like I said, she's a bit older than I am.
Stop. No, wait. Stop. You're doing it again. What does her age have to do with anything, sir? Shout out to my dog, Tony. I just want to say shout out to my brother from another mother. Tony, much love to you. You're my dog. Shout out to Tony Bruno. But I'm asking you this. What does her age have to do with the situation, sir?
More or less, I'm curious as to where I should be thinking a woman should be at in her life.
Whoa, okay, stop. Okay. All right, listen. As men, I nor you have no right to feel or judge. We've got to stop placing judgments on women based off of what we feel. We've got to stop doing that as men. Women can do that because that's why they're women. That's why they're emotional. They're always judgmental. Why? Because the first judgments they have is about their insecure asses. So they are always doing that. But why would you – now, you're saying that she's older and you feel she should be in a certain place. Well, who are you to decide what's good for this woman and what's not good for the woman?
So that's exactly why I called in was
yes. –
So at that point in time, you know, I'm where I'm at as far as getting started off.
Yes, sir.
And bringing somebody in as well as, you know, we're keeping the kid out of the situation as of right
yes,
now.
That's
and
good.
There's not even talk of that. And I
wonderful.
There's none
plus.
Of that.
Wonderful.
And so. Basically, I'm just looking to – I'm really at that blueprint stage of, like, developing, like, a plan.
Yes, sir. Well, what plan? Not a plan, but what plan? What specific plan are you trying to build?
I need to have a – I'm trying to look at bringing a woman into my life. A little bit longer term.
Why? Okay, stop. Don't do it then. Telling you right now. No. Don't do it. Because if I ask you what 2 + 2 is, you'll be able to say you're 4. If you took 5, so you haven't even answered. You pause for at least 4 seconds.
I got an answer for you though. I got an answer.
The answers are fake and false. You want to tell me, go right ahead, but I'm not going to believe it because it should have been said as soon as I asked the question. But go ahead and tell me what your answer is.
Part of that was because I'm still a little bit impulse buyer, but she's got a great mindset. She's pretty athletic.
How long have you been talking to this woman for?
About a month and a half.
Okay, sir. How old are you?
23.
Okay. I want you to understand something about the game that's being run on you by this woman. She knows you have no experience. She knows you have no standards. She knows that you have no codes or laws that you live by, nor do you have a universe in which you operate in. And when you don't have that, what women are smart enough to do is they're smart enough to create a false reality to draw you in to think that, you know what, she's the perfect woman for me. Wow, she does so, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. What's so what? What's up?
So you started to see that more and more.
Yeah, she's doing it right now. She's got you. Hey, listen, she's got you thinking to start a relationship. As a man, a woman doesn't influence. Listen, a woman should never influence your decision on what you do. And if a woman is influencing your decision, that means she's running the game. She's running the board right now. She's influencing you to feel that you need a relationship with her, and she hasn't done anything but do basic ass shit where you find extraordinary. But you said she's a single mother, am I correct?
Yes. So at what point?
Again, okay, wait, hold on. And this is no knock on single mothers, because, you know, I don't knock single mothers at all. But
yeah,
there are two kinds of single, well, really kind of three kinds of single mothers. The first kind of single mother you have is a single mother that says, you know what, I don't want any men in my child's life. I'll raise my child until they're adult. Then once they become an adult, I'll get back into the dating scene. That's one kind. The other kind of woman is, you know what, you know, I am a single mother, but you know what, I just want to fuck. You know, I'll watch my kids, but I'm going to be out there dating and fucking on the side and getting my fuck on and still watching the kids and keeping that kid away from men. The third single one kind of single mother is the one that says, you know what, I not only do I want a man, but I want someone to watch and raise my child. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fix myself up, and I'm going to do everything I can before this man to get him to see that I'm such a great package that, you know what, having the kid come along is just as good. And that's where she's getting you, young man. She's getting you by she's influencing you. Does that make any sense?
Yes,
because you haven't found your architect yet. And listen, and I say this for you and everybody that's listening. This is no knock on you guys. You just sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And for a lot of you guys, you never even see people don't even talk to you this way. People don't even tell you about your architect or tell you about your scribe or tell you about creating your own government. Nobody teaches you this stuff except we over here doing this. And what I'm saying to you, young man, is this. But let's get to your question. You're saying, and 313, I got you still in the room, but you're saying you want to be in a relationship with someone that you've only known for a month?
No. I'm looking, basically, that's a relationship situation that I'm in. But I would also, in my own life, know what I need to do in order to bring a woman into my life long term, or if I see
then you've already lost. Okay, the world has you thinking you need a woman in your life. That's why you get emotionally attached. That's why you feel a certain way, because the world has this great lie, this mirage or fantasy saying that you need a woman in your life to function. Now, the other way around, I get it. I understand women. I understand women that feel that they want a man in life because they've got these nurturing parts to them where they want to create and have children and family. I understand that with women. But young man, you have not even built yourself up to show her that she has to be worthy of your name yet, because you haven't created anything for yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? You haven't created anything. So if the problem is when you don't create for yourself, you're open. Okay. In the game, okay, and in the streets, there's what you call a mark. Now, I'll give you an example in the pool hall. A mark is a guy, he's got a brand new pool kit. You could tell from the cube, it's never even been touched. You could tell he's a mark. So what the guy is going to do to the mark is is he's going to play him in some pool. And he's going to put some money down, and guess what? He's going to lose that hand. Oh, man, let's play again, man. I lost to you. Let's play again. Oh, you beat me again. God damn it. You keep beating me, man. Fuck this. Let me get back. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. You know what? I got this. I see you got a BMW. I got a fucking Ferrari, whatever. You know what? Fuck it, man. I need to, let's go triple or nothing, put our cars up, or put up this and this and this, and then a guy gets fucking smoked. See, most of you guys out here, and this is saying for a lot of you guys out here, okay, is that this is not a bad thing, and I don't want to knock you young men down. But you are walking marks to every woman you meet because there's no standard to how you move and operate for yourself. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to bring a woman in. Please understand that. But you bring a woman in when she proves value and worth, not in a month. It's been a month. Let me show you game. She's got this nice mask of I'm a good girl. I'm loving and I'm kind and I'm warm and I'm caring and I'm understanding. And again, not single mothers.
She has blatantly admitted to me that she needs direction.
You need direction too.
Yes.
But yet, even though she's telling you she needs direction, she's still running you, which means that's even worse. She knows she's fucked up. At least she admits it. But yes, she's still running you. Because let me show you. If you meet a woman in that month, you want to be with her, and you don't know who you are in the mirror, oh, man, you're food. Hey, dog, she running smooth game. She knows exactly what she's doing. Remember, women are smart enough to play dumb. They're smart enough to play, well, I'm innocent, or, oh, I just didn't know. Blink, blink. So what I'm saying, because I got grabbed the other call, 313. I saw you wait. I didn't mean to be alone, but yeah. But when I'm 313, I got you one second. But what I'm saying to you real quick, 817, is listen to this show, because I'm going to talk about the architect, because you have not even pulled out the paper and the pencil to even begin the process of creating your world. And nobody tells young men this stuff, because what they want to do is they want to throw you off the scent of learning how game really works by making it about everything else but you. So what I'm saying to you is just listen to the show as we do. And if you want to call back in, go ahead, because I got to grab 313 real quick before I continue. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, keep your head up. You're going to be okay, big dog. I got you, man. There's no knock on you. 313, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
All right, I got a question. How do you deal with
– Not we don't deal with, but
– Women
deal
that with. How do you deal with women that's hurt, and when you meet them, you know, and – I mean, no. Let me rephrase the question.
Please.
How do you respond? How do you respond to a woman that is hurt and from her past relationship, even though I see good qualities, however, I don't want to be a Dr. Phil to actually experience what I see. I don't want to go off potential.
But
I see the attributes in her through action, however, it's kind of hard for me to enjoy.
You're killing. You already killed yourself. What did you just say, man? Not deal with, but I respond to, right? You want to respond? Yeah. How do you respond to a woman that's broken, right? Right?
Correct.
Well, peep game, my brother. Every woman you meet is broken when you meet them until they fix themselves to serve, submit, fuck, shut the fuck up around you. They're all broken. So I don't care where she came from, which she was with, because that's none of my business. I don't see some women, see a lot of women come from sucker relationships where they run in the guy, right? But they're right, not going to run right. me. Some women come from abusive relationships. They come to me. Listen, I don't want to hear that shit. That's none of my business. I don't care to hear it. Don't even say, I don't, listen, I don't care if you were chased by Jason Voorhees at Camp Crystal Lake and you were a survivor of that shit. I don't want to hear that shit because that shit is none of my business because you're coming into my world. So what I need to do is begin the process of starting to train you on how to be roster worthy of my motherfucking time. I didn't say my dick. I said my time because I'm not going to waste my time. And I don't care. You can have a broken wing or be broken, mind broke. Look, that's none of my business. As long as you are cooperating and moving by the beat of my drum, we're good. See, what you did, here's the problem, 313. You did what kind of like what 817 is doing, and this is the problem. You got to stop making it about the woman. I don't care what the fuck she is. And here, listen to me. Even if she was dogging out and being a gold digger to somebody else, I will still bring her into my kingdom. You want to know why? Because she can do whatever she wants with whoever she wants to do it with. She ain't going to do that shit to me. Yeah, if she was beating up her husband or her boyfriend, she'd come on in. And if I miss her, she ain't going to do that shit to me because I'm in control of me. See, what you did, it's a good question. It's a good question, but you did what 817 did. We've got to stop making it about the behavior of the woman and start making it about how we're going to lead the woman. Regardless of what she is, she's still a woman. She's still emotional.
Yeah.
Still insecure, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's all those
I use my tools so that allows me to identify, you know, like, hey, you know, I know how to talk to him. I know how to deal with him. That's the easiest. That's it. No, I came in with that. I know how to do all those things. Now, the deal is how to lead and how to influence. And you really, like, that's where I'm at. Because, I mean, it's easy to talk. But I'm just saying, like, if I ran across a woman, and which you gave me all the right to say, like, hey, if she is these type of things, she's not going to do it to me. So I don't have to worry about that. I can bring her in, but you saying, hey, don't make it about her. Make it about you and how she's going to fit in with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The influence is going to come in when you let her ass know that I'm a drama-free man. And guess what? If you bring any drama into what the fuck I'm creating, you're gone. If you raise your voice at me louder than when I'm talking to you, you're gone. If you disrespect me, you're gone. If you put my business on the street, you're gone. If you try to tell me what I should do with my life and my money, you're gone. Matter of fact, you got to do more work to stay. That's where the influence is going to come from, is your standard. But the problem is right now you don't have a standard because, like I said, You want to influence the woman. What do you want to influence her to do? That I don't understand. What is it that you want to influence her to do?
To abide by me and my rules and understand that you know, what like I'm going to go off of, I've been going off of what you said and you gave me to write down a while back, right? And you was like, hey, this is my world. It's full of peace and joy. You know what I'm saying? I'm very skeptical who I bring into my world because I have all the components and I'm sharing. I need you to know I'm sharing. Not inviting you in to complete. It's already completed.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm running, you know, I got that, and that's like my foundation. You know what I'm saying? But I had to learn the faculties around it, you know. But, you know, I learned through trial and error, then you gave me some more game,
but
and I applied that shit.
How do you know she had problems with her man? How do you even know that?
I mean, she, you know, I had the ability to talk to them and then, you know, open their mind up because I got to see what I'm dealing with.
Well, let's be honest. How do you know she's got issues with her man?
Or had okay, issues? Well,
come on, let's be honest.
When I'm hanging out, when I was hanging out with her, her phone was blowing up.
Okay.
And then I'm looking at her phone. I'm looking at her phone. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, okay. And then when I talk to her, and she's dealing with me, she used the same energy that she had with him, and then when I check her on it, and then she would use him as an excuse. So that's
wait,
what made me, like, explore.
What energy did she use with you?
Like being rebellious and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell her to do something, I expect her to do it.
But how long have you known this woman for?
4 months.
So let me get this straight. You known for 4 months you've been with a broken ass woman, right? Right?
Not in a relationship, but been in communication with. Yeah, I smashed, but that don't mean shit.
I know it. The smash doesn't mean shit. But here's what I understand is, you've been with her for 4 months, and when did this thing happen with the telephone incident? When did this happen?
Like in the very beginning.
Okay,
I acknowledged it. I acknowledged it, but after she said what she said, I never said shit. And I just look at her phone ring, and I don't say shit. I just, like, you know, when I ask her to do things, and she says she's able, and I put her to the test,
but you're asking me how you deal with a woman that's broken. You've been with her for 4 months. What is she doing now? What's happening now? Because there's something's not right. Something's not adding up because you keep bringing up this broken thing. So what is this broken-ass woman doing? What is she doing?
Not honoring her word.
What is that? Okay, how many times? What is that? Give me one example of her not honoring her word.
All right. She knows she had to, like, make sure I get somewhere. You know, I had to pick up my shit. And I'm going through a situation, right? So, you know, I told her, like, hey, I need you. And she was like, oh, all right. But I keep experiencing the same shit over and over and over and over again.
Is it your fault or her fault?
It's my fault for keep dealing with the shit.
Right. So not doing anything wrong. She's not doing anything wrong. It's all you. However what?
However... You know, I look at it like, hey, you know, shit, you know what? You just hit that shit on the nose. I can't say shit, man.
You can't say shit. I know. You can't say shit. Because it's the problem. This goes back to your architect. When you don't have a foundation, you don't have anything. And you're always everything that happens to you seems like a catastrophe because you don't know how to handle it, man. And it's not her job. When you have a problem and an issue, it's not her job to tote you around. It's not her job to drive you around. But listen, if she said she was going to drive you around, if she reneged on that, then guess what? You're fucking fired. We will never have a relationship. You'll never be my girl. We'll never live together. We'll never get married, and I'll never have kids with you. But I will still give you the opportunity to suck my dick when you want to suck it. That's the only thing I can give you because you're not worth my time. And that's how you got to be, gentlemen, when you're the architect of your life. But we're going to talk about this because we're going to do a series this whole week. We're going to talk about these things because we want to be in control of women, but we have no control over ourselves. None. Zero. And that's what I'm trying to get the young men to see. I want you to be king to you. Not the... Man, forget about these women And when I say that, trust me, they will come in droves when they can't get their way. They will come in droves when you're not trying to influence them. They will come in droves when you don't give a fuck about them. They will come in droves because you're the asshole, you're the jerk, you're cocky, you're conceited, you're arrogant, and you're all about you. God damn it, my pussy's getting wet. They will come in droves. But you young men don't see it because you think you've got to, it's like, I'm dealing with. Men don't deal with shit. You don't deal with, the only thing you should be dealing with is when your remote control runs out of batteries and your remote control ain't working, you get your ass up, deal with it, and go get some more batteries. But a woman you don't deal with. You either check her or get rid of her. There's no dealing with. There's too many women out there for you young men who's giving away ass like Halloween candy to have to deal with it. But you young men can't see it right now because you haven't built a universe to open your eyes, not my eyes. Remember, gentlemen, not my eyes, but to open your eyes to your value, your worth, and your potential. And those are the things that's going to influence a woman without trying to do it. See, when you're trying to do it, that's when it doesn't work. But when you're not trying to do it, it's going to draw her in because she can't move you. She can't figure out why is he not acting like the average guy. I tried to tell him my problems. He told me he doesn't want to hear it. He's never asked me what I want to do for a living. He's never asked me what college I went to. He's never asking me any of these questions. Why isn't he asking? Why doesn't he care? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is it that he's not asking? Why is he not asking those basic questions? And yet, when I'm not talking to him, I miss him or I'm thinking about him. Even if I'm pissed off at him, I'm still thinking about him. That's what I'm trying to create for you young men, that you can't see it right now. And I know for it, I got y'all questions. I'm going to answer them too in the chat room. I got y'all. But 313, I got to get back to, I got another call to grab and everything. But what I'm saying to you, man, is this. The day that she said she was going to do something and she didn't do it and you let that shit slide was the day she became the man in the relationship. Now she knows she can get away with anything. She can make false promises to you, and you ain't going to do shit about it. You're not going to do anything. And when that happens, they lose respect for you. Okay, my brother?
All right.
All right, keep
Thanks,
your head up.
Man. I
respect you.
I got it.
Good question. Good question. Good call. Thank you very much. 646, what's your question? Guys, I'll answer your question in 1 second. 646, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
What's up, Dan?
Yes, sir.
The question basically is I'm looking at the film and I'm trying to look for room for improvement.
Yes,
so essentially the scenario was I was talking to this girl, and I was trying to get her over.
Wait, okay. How long have you known this woman for?
I would say a month and a half.
Okay, you're trying to
a
get
month,
her over.
About a month.
Wait.
Yeah.
You've known her for a month and a half? Guess what, brother? That's a month too much, too long without fucking or doing too much. Okay, see, understand. Okay, see, let
so
me show you.
Part of the thing is I did take a trip. Yep.
Oh, wait. But she still can play with her pussy online. What does a trip got to do with anything? Right. So why are you telling about a trip? What does a trip got to do with anything?
A trip meaning like I was outside of the city, so I couldn't really make moves. For a while.
No. That's a lie. What do you mean make moves? You can make moves wherever you're at. It's just unfortunately the moves that you're making is that you're positioning yourself to be her gay best friend, her buddy, or her bitch, her bank account, or her chauffeur. That's the moves you're making. Women do not want, women want you, remember I keep playing it, you have to be able to be a man to tell them what to do. See, okay, you say you've been talking to this one for a month and a half, you're trying to get her over, right? When you asked her to come over, how did you ask her to come over? What did you say to her?
I said, so before we even go on, so it happened, and we ended, I ended up getting the ass, but what I was calling you for was feedback on how I exactly this question that you're asking me. So it happened already, but I'm calling on feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So what I said specifically was, come over with something sexy on around 3 p.m.
And that's all you said?
Her, yes, that's all I said.
And did she come over with something sexy on? Did she come over with something sexy on?
Yeah, she did. But
and you smash, right?
Yes, I did. But I just, I'm going to continue the text and chain, yeah, just to see, because it didn't go as smoothly as I wanted it to.
Wait, stop right
I'm
there.
Sorry?
Why didn't it go as smooth as you wanted it to go?
I'm talking about like the texting chain. Like she eventually came over. When she came over, it went smoothly. I'm talking about from, it wasn't just come over at 3 p.m. with something sexy on and she said yes. That's my point. I'm trying to walk you down the chain of the text to see if I could have said something better.
All right, go ahead
that,
and read it.
Because you know, I got a little bit of resistance.
All right, go ahead and read it. What did you say to her?
She said, I thought we discussed going out and doing something. And I said, no, what I'm trying to do is something nasty, sexual things to you because I missed those lips.
Yes.
And I said, we could do something else, you know, another time, but tomorrow it's personal. And I put a wink face.
Okay, and what did she say?
She said, then I guess we're disagreeing.
Then I guess
and then,
you have a good life because I don't want to waste my time. See, okay, follow me, 646.
Yeah.
The reason why I tell you about putting your bid in the beginning is because it can always come back and save your motherfucking ass on the back end. The reason why I tell you guys when you meet a woman and tell her why I want to get to know you in an intimate way to force her to think it's all about sex, and you tell her, look, even though I'm sexually attracted to you, that's not what it's about. It's about your character. I'm trying to see if your character matches your sexy-ass curves. So that's the kicker. So when she begins to behave the way she's behaving right there, you already got her set up for the downfall. Because I want a woman that knows what she wants in life. I don't want to deal with a beat-around-the-bush woman because that's wasting my time. And you remember when I first met you, remember what I told you I was looking for? Your character. And your character is telling me that you're playing games. Your character is telling me you're wasting my time. It's all there. It's right there in front of you, brother. But you didn't use it. Because,
I didn't use it.
You didn't use it. But yet, because you wanted pussy so bad, let's be honest, you wanted it so bad, you bypassed it, okay? You bypassed it. And then what happened after she said that? Because then she tried to switch the lane on you. And what did you do next?
Exactly. Yes. So I said, listen, I told you what I'm trying to do, and I left it at that. And
no, wait. Let me ask a question. When you apply for a job, right, I think they just say, okay, this is what time you come in, this is how much you get paid, and this is what time you go to lunch break, and they just leave it at that? Or do they take and train you on how you're supposed to perform your job with the company? Which one do they do?
They train you.
So then what is this let it slide, let it go? What is that?
I mean, not letting it go. I just said I told you what I'm trying to do, and what I said earlier in the text was I want you to come over with something sexy on, and I also said I want to do some nasty sexual things to you. So I feel like I was clear enough. I don't know if that's clear
enough. Where's the problem, though? What's going on? What's the problem, though?
So ultimately, so when she said, I think we're disagreeing, And I said, I told you what I'm trying to do. And she said, right, but you keep, the more you push, the less I want you to do it.
She said that to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, when you're the architect of your own life, you know what you say? You know what? You're absolutely. Let me tell you a quick story. I've had this happen tons of times. Where they feel. See, I don't push, but I'm demanding. I don't push shit. I'm very demanding of my motherfucking time. And as soon as they say some shit like that, you know what? You're absolutely right. I agree. You know what? You're right. I am pushing it. And for those reasons, this is why I'm letting you go. Or when I don't talk to them anymore, they call me like, why are you talking to me? Oh, no. You felt that, you know, I'm pulling you away. And I'm not going to kiss your ass. If you think that I'm going to kiss you. You don't need to say this right now, but I'm telling you what I say to these women. Do you think you're the only one? I mean, I remember being up the dick move, but please understand this. You are one of many, and you have every right to say what you feel. And you know what? I respect what you're saying, and the fact that you feel that way is why I'm letting you go. And the weird thing is, you know what she did? She said, fuck you, I'm out. Cool. Give it a few days later. And I hate when they do that. Never let them do this. Let them knock on your door. They knock on your door. Can we talk? Are you busy? Do you have time to talk about things? And I how I feel about people. Don't ever come over here without my permission. Do you understand that? Well, yes, I'm sorry. It's just that you're not answering your phone anymore. Well, because we're done. That's why I'm not answering my phone. I've moved on from you. Can we talk? Absolutely. Come on inside. And listen, I didn't say come on inside, let's fuck, even though she knows the rule, you can't come over if I ain't coming. But she came over to fuck. And I didn't push to. See, this is what I keep telling you guys. You don't have to put. Remember insecurity, all you guys listen to me. I made her feel like shit, not trying to make her feel like shit. But when a woman realizes that you don't want her, she wants you. I don't make the rules up. When you're running behind her, she just doesn't care because she knows she's got you at her beck and call. But when you let them go and cut them off, walk away or say no, that's pussy points right there because they love guys that don't fucking agree with them. They love the roller coaster ride. They love not getting their way. And when she doesn't get her way, she's like, fuck you. Well, you know what? In her mind, because she told me later on after we lay in bed, I thought she was going to call me back. I thought she was going to get back at me, but you never called me back. Why didn't you call me back? Well, because I was done with you. You're such an asshole. You mean to tell me you would want to ruin this because you don't get your way? It's not about getting my way because I never tried to get my way. I just respected what you said and realized you're a waste of my fucking time, so I let you go. But that's why she fucked me, because I let her go. As the architect, all my guys listening, you've got to be willing to walk away for the blueprint of you. Your blueprint has to be the most important thing in this world. So real quick, but I got to get back to the show, but what is your question in this? I got other calls too.
So, I think you answered the question in just being the architect and letting her go. I think you answered the question. And then I just wanted to add one more comment and saying after I hit it, she did say, I hate it when you get your way. And she was laughing about it, but just going back to your point.
Yes, exactly. Of course. Now look. She hates it, but she loves it, but she hates it. You want to know why? She hates it because she can't get away. She loves it because you're the bad, naughty guy, but she hates it that she's giving up the pussy and she can't help that. See, I'm not going to put a gun in her hand and force her to fuck, but she's going to hate herself because she hates the control that a man has over her. That's what the fuck she hates. She hates it, but she loves it because she knows she can't get away with shit. And she and it's like a drug to them. There is nothing like the drug of a man not giving her what she wants or trying to start an argument and getting cut off. And then she'll begin to miss you and miss you and miss you and want you and miss you and miss you and want you and want you and want you until she has to have you because she feels that the validation of who she is as a woman is going to come from your dick and who you are. So she wants it, but once she gets it, she's going to hate herself. It's like, I know. In 5, 1, 6, 3, I got you. It's that, girl, don't do it. Don't go over his house. You know if you go over there, girl, you're going to fuck. No, girl, I can control myself. I'm just going over there to talk to, give him either a piece of my mind or just to let him know face-to-face why this isn't working. Girl, don't go over there because you know if you go over there, girl, you're going to be sucking his dick. No, I'm in control of myself. I know we're not going to fuck. It's not going to happen. I'm a strong, independent, Beyonce, whatever the fuck kind of woman, and I am in control of me. I mean, girl, you know I've got all these guys after me. Why haven't I fucked them? Girl, this is somebody different. No, I got it. And then what happens? She ends up fucking the guy. Not because he tried to fuck her, not because he influenced her, but what you guys don't understand, there's this thing called sexual tension. And it could cut with a knife. Because when she's with you, she gets the butterflies. She gets nervous. Guys, there's nothing like when you get a girl that is fine as fuck. And she thinks she running shit, and then you get up all in her face and everything. You know what she does? Like to the average guy, Roger, I told you to stop it. I'm not that kind of girl. And will you please stop trying to sleep with me? I mean, she's looking at the motherfucking dead in his eyes, right? What she'll do to a man when he get up on her? Stop. Why are you looking at me? Stop. You see, I say two totally different things, gentlemen. But it happens when you stand on your motherfucking square. Okay, caller?
That was the answer to my question.
All right. No problem. Great, great question. Let me grab these other calls and everything. Area code 516, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, is it me?
Yes, it is you. Yes, and 3, 3, 4, 6, you're next. Yes, how can I help you? 5, 1, 5, 6, 1. I'm sorry. 5, 6, 1. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, this is Johnny. I was calling because I ordered the program for, I think I emailed you though, by the way. But I ordered the program for
Nope. When did you email me? Oh, no, you already got the product sent to you. So what's the question? What's up?
Yeah, so I was just basically, because I looked at it, I was looking for the program basically talking about how the map, the key for, like, you know, the scribe. I was trying to get more info about the scribe and the,
sir, listen,
how, I sent how do I create the world.
Sir, hey, listen, brother, I sent you your pathway. Since your pathway you need, get coaching, and we will discuss that, okay?
I didn't want the pathway. That's why I didn't look at all the videos.
Well, you got what you pay for, sir. So that's why you got to talk before you buy. So get some coaching. We'll sit down and discuss. You pay for the product. You got the product you paid for. But this is part of learning game. I called you myself and I asked you, is this for the coaching or is this for the thing? You said it's for the video. So I sent you what you asked for. Okay? So.
Yeah.
Get at me. Let's sit down. Let's talk because you're okay. What I'm saying to you right now is unfortunately you're doing what a lot of guys do. You're looking for the algebra, trigonometry, and you're looking for the calculus, right? But you haven't learned how to count from 1 to 10. You haven't learned how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, division, fractions, and decimals. And that's the problem. You're looking too further down the line of what you're saying. I see what you're saying, but you have not built yourself up to that point to get to where you have to go. Does that make any sense, sir?
Right, but it was just talking about women. Like, I wasn't trying to get on women. I was trying to focus on
okay,
me
but that's – right, exactly. So, sir, get back at me when you want to get some coaching. We'll sit down and we'll discuss, okay, man?
All right,
respect to you, man. All right, area code 346, sir. How can I help you? Oh, wait, shit, he jumped off. 346 jumped off. All right, let's get back into it. Let me answer some of these questions to y'all guys. Let's see. How to recover from messing up a sex situation? Just move on. Hey, Big, you got to call in and tell me about the situation. I can't read your mind, brother. If you tell me a situation, let me know, okay? You got to call in, Big, with that one. What should every man be doing daily to look in the mirror to feel proud? How do I build my world? Okay, Leon, 246, very good question, but a very bad question. The reason why it's a good question, because there's no bad questions out there. But the first thing you have to do is stop worrying about every man. I don't understand why you guys keep bringing up other men. Leon, what you should do is talk about the I. What should I do to look in the mirror and feel proud? But when you say, what should every man do, that means you're even worse than those men because you're talking about other men. Stop asking questions about other men. Fuck other men. Stay focused on yourself, okay? That's the first thing you need to do, okay, Leon? But it's a good question, but it was a bad question because you did that. Now, Mr. Jacob, you asked, is eating the box a submissive thing for a man? Now, and Mr. Jacob, I will tell you, you don't have to eat every box out there, but you must learn the skills of eating the box. But what this is the problem, Mr. Jacob. This is high school thinking, okay? And I'm not telling you go around and eat every box that you see, but what I'm telling you, sir, which is important here, is that y'all have got to get out of this high school stuff. It's like, okay, you don't want to eat her pussy, but yet you expect her to suck your dick. Come on, man. I mean, y'all got to have some balance here. You don't expect – listen, if you feel this way, don't eat the pussy, but don't ask her to suck your dick as well. You know why? Because she should be thinking the same thing. Come on, man. Y'all got to be better at this. Let me see any other questions I can ask for you gentlemen as we continue this. Let's see here. Question. What is a woman required to do to be upgraded a girlfriend since your kingdom is already established and she's in your world? I'm 18. Well, young man, listen. I really don't want you guys to have girlfriends, and you're 18, man. I want you to experience life. I want you to experience like in October with the Halloween game coming up in about 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, where I'm gonna have a show where you call in and tell me which city you're in, and I'm gonna give you a choice of swinger clubs or regular clubs to go to for the Halloween game, right? I don't want you to have a girlfriend because I want you to experience life. I want you as an 18-year-old man to experience what it's like to be with an older woman, what it's like to be with an older woman and get paid, what it's like to have somebody watch you fuck their wives, what it's like to have threesomes and orgies. I want you to experience life. I don't want you to get nestled down with a girlfriend, especially at 18. Listen, I always tell you guys, you don't need – listen, unless you have a roster of girlfriends, that's fine. But I don't want you to settle down on one woman because you're not living your life. And the worst thing that can happen for a lot of young men, unfortunately, is that you're going to have a midlife crisis early on because you're going to feel like you're missing out on life, okay? I want you to enjoy life. Go to parties. If you drink, be drink. Don't drink and drive. Please don't do recreational drugs, but if you want to do that. It's your call. You know, I'm not here to be dad, but I'm saying I want you to live. I want you to have a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, and not just in one college. I want you to have them in several colleges all over the world. I want you to have a few women outside the country. I want you to have a bunch of older women. Matter of fact, Ryder, what I want you to do, if you still kick us, we still got time. We're still in October. I want you to go to the art district, and I want you to find the art district and ask that lady, where can I sign up to be a nude model? That's the fun shit I'm talking about. If you really, gentlemen, if you want to get in the swinger lifestyle, the threesomes, the orgies, the getting paid, being with women that have money and shit, you better go to your art district. Because remember, art is all about shape. So you don't have to have a chiseled body. It does not matter. Artists, they are looking for nude models that they can paint, draw, sculpt, and all these things. So go to your – what I'm saying to you, young man, go to your closest college, find the art district, and find out where you can sign up for nude modeling. because, man, it's gonna change your life. Standing on that thing with your ass cheeks and your thing swinging around where women are drawing you. But please understand, there might be a few of them dudes in there, but you got to blow that out. The women are going to come to you in droves, man. That's the life you should live, not the life of standing home. Get out there and experience the world. Have a woman, but don't have a girlfriend, because these girlfriends that you may have are going to hold you down and confine you from having the fun that you should have, okay? All right? But we're going to talk about your kingdom in a second. Let me see if I got any other questions before I continue. Let me see. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 337. I'm sorry. I missed your name. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Caller from Lafayette, Louisiana.
All right. What's up, Louisiana?
Yes, sir. I had a question. It's about, you know, like your name, like your lineage and whatnot, right?
Sure.
You said a while back that you, you know, you build, basically you don't care what your family says, whether your dad, you know, if they disagree with you or not. But what happens if, like, you build up, you know, a strong foundation? You know, if you're, like, if you want to build a strong foundation for the future, and you set certain parameters up, right, like for your children. Now,
yes, sir.
How would that work out for them if they had that same belief? You know, like, for instance, for me, if I have strict, let's say, religious views or, you know, something like that,
yep.
If they decide to go against it, then, you know, then what? Like, how does that work out for you?
You accept it because they're okay. Let me give you an example about my children. My children can be any religion they choose to be, because the one thing I'm not going to do is force or stuff a religion down their throat. See, what a lot of people don't understand is you're nothing but the stories that are handed down to you until you become the storyteller. I'm going to say it again. I'm the only one that said it. So, hey, guys, mark that. You are nothing but the stories that are handed down to you until you become the storyteller, meaning that, you know what, for my kids, they're allowed to be any religion they want to be. I am not here to make them or make them into me. I want them to be their own individual. I don't want them to feel like, oh, my God, I'm letting my dad down by being a different religion. You know,
right.
I don't do
that. Let's say it like this. It's not so much about religion, but let's say, for instance, I don't know, like I was reading a book on a really rich guy, right? Really
yes,
famous. You know, he built up this big empire. Now, mm-hmm. if you built that up for, you know, your future family, and then
yes.
you want your lineage, you know, to look a certain way, right? Like you don't want your to go from $100 billion to a bunch of bums.
Yes,
like you
absolutely.
Don't want your name to go out like that, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to force, like, you know, I'm newly married, you know, so I don't have kids yet, but I wouldn't want to force my kids to be something. But I would want to, you know, like direct them in a certain way to where I wouldn't have to force it. So, man, I'm pretty sure that's how, you know, you have your family.
I got out. And because I wanted kids. That's the only reason I got out the game, because I was so arrogant, I want to duplicate me.
Don't we all?
but in that, what I wanted to do was I made sure that I created an environment, meaning that let's say they're in the first grade. In the summer, mm-hmm. they'll be studying second grade work. There will be no C's in my household. You will get rewarded when you do good. I don't care what you do. Just go to school, do what you're supposed to do, make your grades. But also, even in junior high and high school, they already knew what they wanted to be. So then we got them working towards that before they even got to high school and into college. So.
Okay.
That was the plan that I created. So that's what we did. We wanted to make sure
that they didn't
get out of high school and not know what the fuck they want to do and shit like that. No, they already had a plan. So what I did is I backed the fuck off and let them be their own adults and be able to maneuver. And I was always there, but I didn't have to be there because I've created self-sufficient kids. They don't need.
Okay, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? They don't need me because they're self-sufficient.
Yeah, because I remember it was a long time ago. I was listening to your show, and you know, you were talking about your kids can't bring any, you know, children home unless, you know, they're made out of a marriage. And, you know, so I was just wondering.
I'm not going to be a bastard granddad. Right. I'm not going to be a bastard.
Yeah. I have the same belief. So I was like, how? So you basically got to cultivate it, you know, early, right? And then just let them.
I tell them all the time, daddy loves you, but I'm not going to be a bastard granddad. I'm not going to do that. But see, this is what I taught my kids. This is how my kids think, right? It's like this. College, profession, relationship, family. That's the steps. So anything outside, but, you know, as daughters, I know the real world, but I made sure that they're going to have the protection. They be sexually active, but they're going to have protection. We going to make sure that you are protected because I'm not going to be a bastard granddad. I will not do that. I will not do that.
So we've
got them cultivated where it's. It's school, profession, relationship, family. That's the way I've cultivated with them. And that's their thinking. My daughter, unfortunately, one of my daughters, that's a model, she's got NFL players like hitting her up all the fucking time and shit. I gotta deal with NFL players and NBA basketball players and shit. So I gotta deal with that bullshit. But you know what? She ain't doing it. She's just doing her thing. But she's not, there's no kids. No kids whatsoever.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that's basically what I was, how to do it without shoving it down their throat, you know, like, so
oh,
I'm,
no, no,
you know,
no.
It has
you
to be cold.
Oh, no, 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 no. Listen, I'm not your friend. Now, please understand, not you, but I'm saying to the kid, I'm not your friend. I'm your father. I'm not your friend. So we're going to make sure we have an understanding, a plan of attack, and how you operate and manage your life. We want to make sure we have that plan of attack. So this is how it's going to be. But please understand this. Look, kids already know. Their college is already paid for, and they also get a vehicle, and they can either live on campus or we'll pay for their apartment complex. We'll pay for their apartment. That's part of it. As long as you're in school, we got you covered. Now, you can go off the beaten path and say, nope, I don't want to go to school and I want to do that. And guess what? That's fine. You get cut off of the thing. You fend for yourself. You're fine until you want to. I don't play that shit. That's kind of dad I am. So you're going to be taken care of, and you just focus on school. That's what's important to the family. You focus on school and your growth. Okay.
So basically, you set out the rules, laws, and codes for the entire family early on, and you just keep bringing it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Before you even get married, we gotta talk. Listen, we gotta talk discipline, religion, Halloween. We gotta talk Christmas. We gotta talk birthdays, discipline. We gotta have a front up. So we'll have the front up, and you know what? We'll be involved. We get them into sports and all that other stuff. We get them in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and karate so they can fuck people up that's bothering them. Cause I'm not going to fight you back. I want them to break bones. I don't want them to box. I want them to fuck people up. I'm serious. If you want to fight, you better fight the fuck up. Right. So,
street fight. Well, let's not get it. Go ahead.
They will always see a strong front with the family. They'll never see, there's no arguments or fight. We don't argue and fight or have problems and issues and nothing like that. And birthdays, Christmas. I mean, I even dress up on Halloween. I used to. I love to embarrass the fuck out of them. That's what I do. I mean, that's just what I do. But, I mean, I've cultivated because the name is so important. I want them to carry my name over the right way. Now, they can do whatever they want. That's their right. I'm not going to force them to not do what they want to do. They just have to have a plan. And if they ain't got a plan, we got to talk. You know what I mean? So that's all, man.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I asked that because, you know, I looked up my family lineage, and, you know, of course, my, you know, my last name, and it came from, you know, a slave master. So I ended up changing my name, and I built a family crest and everything, and, you know, I explained everything to my wife. So, you know, basically what you're saying is absolutely true. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, because sometimes if you go too hard on kids or something, you know, like they'll end up doing the exact opposite. So I just want to prepare early.
Listen, let me tell you something. They ain't, I know it's going to sound weird, but there was no door slamming. No, you can't tell me. There was none of that shit in this household. Matter of fact, the brothers and sisters, they enjoy hanging out with each other and stuff. They're always in contact with each other. Matter of fact, we bought some like 4 acres of land and shit. So we're working on the process of moving all that stuff. And we bought some mini horses this weekend, and they're all excited. They can't wait to go hang play with the fucking horses and shit. So, you know, it's just, you know, and they're talking amongst themselves. They hang out with each other. They go places together. They call each other. They have their own little thing going, and that's what we want, them to be independent thinkers. You know, I'm there if you need me, because my other son wants a tattoo, and he's like, how much does it cost? I say, motherfucker, I'm paying for your first tattoo. I got you, but I want to make sure I got to talk to him. He's got to keep it above his shoulder because, you know, you work, because he's going to be a doctor.
Right.
Not going to be a doctor, but he's going to be a he's looking into psychology or something like that. So I you know, I tell him, you got to be professional, of course. But, you know, again, they're always covered because they're Williams. Hey, you got my name, you're covered
under
the umbrella, so you're good. But you got to be a self-sufficient motherfucker. You got to handle. You got to make sure when they leave the house, they know how to manage money, they know how to pay their bills, and they know how to live their life. Now, mind you, like I said, we're paying their bills while they're in, like my daughter's in Baylor learning in the medical field in Baylor. So we're paying her college and all that other stuff, but we're doing that because we don't want her to worry about the finance. Just focus on the education and keep on pushing forward.
Okay. Dope. Okay. Well, I'm glad I got the information, you know, cause I don't have kids yet. So I got a while.
You have a while, but I'm telling you, look, you like I said, you get them in the, you get your boys into video games, get them into sports, wrestling. I mean, I built a wrestling ring in my backyard. My sons used to fuck my ass up, but it was dad son time. But for your daughters, it's different.
Right.
Your daughters, they're gonna love the little toy poodles. My daughter has a rabbit, a bird, a fucking ferret. They have all these little things. But girls like that kind of stuff. But remember, you got to treat your girls different than you treat your boys. Okay, you got to see the thing about how you set the standard with your kids is that, you know what, the worst thing to do is disappoint mom and dad. It's not even we don't get mad. We just, when we're disappointed, it kills them. It kills them.
Right, right.
We don't argue. We don't raise our voice. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do any of that because they know that dad and mom don't motherfucking play. They already know that from Jump Street. So, you know, they do their things, but, you know, they get rewarded because they've always been honorable students. So all their life, we always had Halloween parties. See, when I was young, there was always that house we used to hang out at. It was what we called the hangout house. You know, little little fucking kid that had all the video games. He had everything set up. So one thing I said to me, when I have my family, I'm going to be the it house. I want to be the hangout house. Number one, I can watch my motherfucking kids, number one. But so we set it up. We had an arcade room upstairs. They had the wrestling ring in the back. They had the pool. They had all the little, all that. They had a cotton candy machine, snow cone machine. I took the bubblegum machine. I stole that from them and put it in my office. But they had all that stuff. But but they were honor roll kids. They never caused any trouble, never got in any serious trouble whatsoever. Good kids. So I want to reward good behavior because they were striving to be more than what they were. They didn't. They hated the summers though because they had to study, but it paid off later on.
Right.
Okay.
Dope. All right. Well, I thank you, Steve, man. I really needed that advice. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was on the right track.
No, you're on the right track. You just got to, hey, look, you just got to understand. And listen, last thing I'm going to tell you before I bring in 561, you got to hold the home front. It's your home front. That means grandma or her mother or your mother, don't come over and tell us how to raise our motherfucking kids. Don't tell us shit. You coming over to visit, not to dictate. You are a visitor
in the house.
I love you, but I love you enough to let your ass go. I don't play that shit. I don't play that. But, you know, the thing is that we make sure they involve their parents, their grandparents. You know, Grandparents Day, you make them send flowers and cards to the grandparents and stuff like that. You know, we like birthdays. We have birthdays. We do what we call an unbirthday thing where everybody gets a card with money in it type shit. So we do it, you know, Christmas. Like, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see how we are. I mean, you see how I am with my family. I always post with my family and my kids and stuff and what the interactions that we have, because we cultivate them. We travel. We've gone to play. We went to Trinidad, Tobago with them, the Bahamas. You know, we travel and do all this stuff. So it's just things that you – but I'm just saying, it's a stepping stone. But just remember, save up for college. Save up for college for them, and unless they're going to get them on there. And if they don't know what they want to do, send their ass into the fucking army.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We'll throw you back in. But thank you, man. I appreciate that. Guys, I got you. We're going to answer questions and things. Let me look at the question while I answer. 561, did you have a question, sir? What's up?
Yeah, man. It's Johnny again. I just want to say, man, thank you can give me a refund on that? Because I just don't want – I didn't
Johnny,
want that service.
Johnny, you're pissing me the fuck off. Let me mute this shit. Johnny, listen to me, motherfucker. You're pissing me the fuck off. Called you my motherfucking self and asked your fucking ass what you wanted. You told me what you wanted. You got what you wanted. Look, man. Look, Johnny. This is not the right place for you. Find someone else that can help you. I can't help you. I can't do anything for you. Find somebody else. Bye, Johnny. Take care. Bye. Get the fuck on. God damn it, man. Fuck. Okay. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Now, let's see here. Steve, what are your thoughts on – I don't – okay, Jacob, I don't have any – listen, I have a thought, but my thought doesn't matter. I don't care about religion. I don't. I'll just give you a prime example. For you guys that are religious, okay, you believe in God, right? Once I started learning and understanding the game, it opened my eyes to a lot of shit. So let me just explain this to you. It's not going to be a religious thing. I just want to explain something to you. If you want to believe in a God, believe in God, love your God, and follow your God, okay? What I learned was that there was a time where you had a straight line to pray to your God, right? But then somebody who had self-importance said, you know what? I want them to worship me like they worship their God. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a religion and we're going to build a church so everybody can worship me and think I'm the one that can be the doorway to the God. So think about it. So instead of you going to a straight shot and being about your God and praying to your God like you should, it's on you. I'm not judging. What you've done is that you, instead of going making that straight A to B, You went A.5, and you scratched out the B because you allowed a church to tell you what you should do, how you should pray, and how you should think. You don't need that. You should be able to pray to your God the way you want to without having to listen to a preacher and all that other stuff. But again, like I say, when you learn game, it opens your eyes. But if you believe, you believe. I'm not here to talk about your religion. It's just amazing how you should have a straight shot to your God. You don't need a church. Why do you need somebody else when you have a one-on-one shot to your God? So how you want to do it, I'm not here to tell you not to be Christian and Baptist and all that stuff. But when you open your eyes to the motherfucking game, man, woo! It's a game changer. No, I'm not going to play Halo. I hate that fucking game. Let me check and see if there's any other calls, because I do want to continue this conversation. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. Hey, Ism, I want to say thank you, Ism. I appreciate that. Thank you, Ism. I appreciate the super chat, brother. Let me see. I missed you. I'm just scrolling up and see if I missed anything. All right, let me see. Okay, we got to the girlfriend. Okay, we're good to go, guys. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. We're talking about the construct of being the architect. We'll get into that in 1 second. What is your response to a woman talking about she believes in Jesus and wants a man to have faith? Well, sir, I am not here to ever change what a woman thinks. Remember I told you, gentlemen, before, always, always, gentlemen, never try to change a woman's belief system. That's her belief system. And her belief system, listen, gentlemen, I have dealt with millions, not millions, I'll say a lot of millions, sorry, not millions, but I've done with a lot of what we call religious women. I've dealt with a lot of women who have value and have integrity, and all of them together, they would always say that I'm not that kind of girl. I don't believe in one-night stands. I don't believe in sex before a relationship. I think we should go out. I believe a woman should be taken out a few times before we start to have physical contact. I've heard it all. And gentlemen, you know what I've said? I've said, okay, that's all I've said. And she says, you don't want to talk about it? No. Hey, listen, if that's what you believe, I'm not here to change it. Listen, I'm not here to change what you believe. But through positioning, they always – see, when you force a woman to be something that she doesn't want to be, that's when she regrets it, and that's when she starts to hate you for making her do that shit. What I'm saying, gentlemen, you come in the way you are. That's none of my business. My business is what are our interactions going to be when we're together? And all those women that talked about the religion and all those women that talked about they don't want to do anything and this and this, they're the first ones talking about fucking. They're the first ones talking about having sex. They're the first ones sending the fucking photos. You want to know why? The reason why is because I never made it about sex. And because I didn't make it about sex, they made it about sex. Never made it about sex. They were the ones to do it. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. Listen, she let her say what she wants to say, gentlemen, okay? Let her say what she wants to say. And then once she says it, you just agree. She's allowed to think and have feelings and thoughts. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. See, I'm not here to... I tell you guys, you don't ever talk religion, politics, or anything with a woman because that's going to fuck things up because, look, I have smashed Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. I've smashed them all. Christians, Muslims, all you name the religion, smashed them. Want to know why? Because I respect your boundary. I respect your religion or your political affiliation, whatever. And I'm not bugging you about that shit. I'm just moving to the rhythm of my drum. Jacob, so what do you think happens to humans after death? Jacob, as I say, when you open your eyes, brother. And let me tell you, I cannot tell you. I don't know because I'm not dead yet. And when I find out, I won't be able to come back and tell you. But if you want to believe fairy tales and you want to believe that you go to this place with wings and clouds and all that other shit, you go right ahead. Because don't remember, the devil is also an angel too, if you remember. So whatever angel you go hang out with, I guess, because there's a pitchfork or some shit like that. I don't know. But if you want to believe that shit, you go right ahead. I don't know. I don't even care what happens to me when I'm dead because I'm dead. I don't care. But you know, what I'm hoping is that I get my ass incinerated. Put me in a capsule because I've been looking this shit up and just shoot me out. Shoot me into space. That's all I want to do. I just want to go in space. Because I know there's something out. If you think we the only motherfuckers on in this. Hey, guys, look out your window and all those stars. You know every star is a fucking star. I don't even get into that. I'm just saying that I don't know, and I don't care to know. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, back to Planet Man. Yes, I know. It's game understanding yourself and going after what you want. Game is about understanding yourself and going after what you want for yourself. For yourself. Game has got to be about creating a universe in which you move and thrive in, gentlemen. Okay? Where you move. Night Ride, I see your question. Ask it again, brother. But let's get into this. I want you guys to do it. Guys, y'all can call. Let me see how much time we got in the calls because y'all want to call in. It's 23 minutes to go if you want to call in. But what I am saying to all you guys out there that's listening to me, because we got to get into this. The number one thing you have that you just don't even realize it. When you begin to create or start to build your architect is the beautiful thing about the architect is that he's building the one thing that you lose the most of. Listen to me one time. Your architect is building the one thing that you lose the most of when you don't have him. That is control. Oh, control. When you build your world, the foundation of your world is to be in control. Others are not in control. When others lose control. When you become the architect, gentlemen, you then begin to have control because you begin to build on what matters most, not to her, not to your mom, not to your dad, not to your cousins, brothers, or sisters, not to your dog, not to any of your pets. It's all about you when you do that. Your life matters. Your foundation and who you are is always going to be about you. But here are the questions. Write this down. You've got to ask yourself, what do I stand for? Who am I to me? What do I want to be for me? What do you think about yourself? Without these questions answered, you cannot design anything. Listen to me. You won't, because nobody's going to tell you this shit. People don't want you to know this information. Do you think they want you to be in control? No. They want to give you the beer because they know the beer is going to be in control of you. They want to push you towards the drugs. Because they know the drugs are being in control of you. They want to push you to thinking that it's all about women and all this shit. They want to do everything you can to not be in control. But if you want to learn you and start to build you, you've got to be willing to take control of you and understand it. Let me check the lines and everything. Understand that there's sacrifices. You got to understand that there's sacrifices, okay? All right? All right? Let me see here. Most people are in most people are just churchgoers, not followers of Christ. Hence, you see them being freaky. Well, Mr. Jacob, there's a lot of preachers in those Vaticans touching those little boys and shit, and they're as close to church as possible, right? You know, the ones that be touching those little boys, fondling those little boys, doing all that wicked, nasty-ass shit to those little boys and have the church cover their asses. So please, brother. Please stop talking about that shit. I'm trying to be the shepherd here. Please stop doing that, okay? Okay, let's get to this. How do you make threesomes happen? I'm going to tell you why you can't. For an hour and 45 fucking minutes, I have been stressing to you about how you build your life to influence you. How can you have a threesome when you don't even know how to fucking put your beard in? How can you have a threesome when you don't even know about sound checks, rehearsals? You can't. Now listen, I'm going to give you a solution because I always do. Go ahead and scrape up all your money, find two fucking hookers, and have a threesome. Pay for it. Where if you want to be a man mindset guy, you can get it for free, but you're not ready for that yet. So go ahead and pay for it, okay? All right? Let's see here. Let me see here, Dan G. Steve. What's a good acapella for when she gives me, I don't date short guys, cock block? Well, Daniel G., she's not cock. I don't understand. It's not a cock block. Okay, listen. I always tell you guys, when I didn't have money, I had a map, and I told you guys to put a line down, a line across, one, and I put sections in there, okay? I showed you how it works. You know, you've got the city outside the city, then everybody else lives. Then you have what we call Elysium, where there's no bus lines and shit like that, where the wealthy live, okay? Now, I always would go into those areas. I've always told you, the thing that my mentor made me do is go to places I didn't want to go to. I didn't like art museums and shit, but I had to go to. I didn't like wine tasting places, but I had to go to there. I went to operas. I went to theater and all these places I didn't like to, where women had a false sense of what they really wanted. A lot of women will want guys that have money, and they do. Some do that, okay? Some do that. But what I'm saying is that, again, just don't give a fuck what they say. You know what? I've had white, Spanish, Asian, rich women say, you know what? I don't date black guys. I've had women say, I don't date short guys. Women looking at me say, you don't have money. I don't date men who don't have money. I've heard it all. But do you know what's so funny? These are the same women that used to drive and pick my ass up when I took my two buses to work because I was trying to save gas money, because the fucking I did was so deep here that they had to fuck me. They had to have me, because when you're dealing with spoiled ass women, you got to treat spoiled women a different way. You don't give a spoiled woman what she wants. That's what continues to make her spoiled. You got to be able to check her at the door. You ain't special. But you know what? Hey, the next time you want to fuck, because I've said that to them, next time you want to have a good time, get at me. Call me. Who do you think you are? I can't believe you would say that, as they took the number. And the best part about these women, that I'm 5'7". I'm a little motherfucker, but I've cleaned, hey, the tall one. We call them Amazons and shit. I had them all. But the best part about it is when they want to give me a piece of their mind. Gentlemen, I've had several clients that do this all the time. They don't have the perfect body. They don't lift weights, and some of them are short, some of them are tall, some of them are fat and chubby, but they listen to what I tell them. It's a very scary thing when I tell them to go to the art district and take your clothes off and let those women draw you. Because 9 times out of 10, you got see, women who have money or housewives need something to do. And it's the same women that have parties. They have Mary Kay parties for makeup. They have dildo parties. And they have, I mean, that's why I keep trying to tell y'all, need to be messing with women that have money. The wealthy women do a lot of partying that y'all have no idea. They get together. They get together, and all they are doing is fucking. That's all they're doing. When I had my poetry in motion, we did the bachelorette parties. Man, listen, I'm going to give you all an example. Bachelorette parties. We're talking, okay, so the equivalent to Beverly Hills out here, like what you call River Oaks, Kingwood, Richmond, Sugarland, they're like $1 million and shit. Motherfuckers got money, right? Those are cake ups like that. So we either got bachelorette parties before for these rich ass women. And you know what was funny? These rich women, okay? I figured it out. All we had to get in was one. Once we got in good with one, it just is over. Because once we do the shows that we were doing, what we would do with these rich-ass women that had listen, they had the money, the cars, they had the jewelry, had everything they wanted, but they didn't have a man. That was the one thing that they didn't have. And the beautiful thing about it was what I would do is I would pick five of the baddest, richest women. I'd bring them upstairs. I'd get some baby oil, squirt it in everybody's hand. The lights would be out. My boy's butt-ass naked. And I want these women to go in there to lubricate him up. Now, they're in there sucking his dick, even licking his ass, kissing his body, rubbing him. They're doing all that nasty. And these are women who have money, and they have people. They're nasty as fuck. But getting back to the art thing, these are the same women that have nothing to do. So they want to – okay, as I told you guys before that y'all don't understand about the game, I've always told you guys that when these women just don't party. They have, like, depending on how freaky they are, because they're looking for not only suitors to bring into the swingers, the orgies, and all that other stuff. They, when they get around their girlfriends, they always want to up themselves on a sexual level, what I have versus what you don't have. And like I told my guys, once you start doing the art thing, yeah, you're going to fuck a lot of college women. You're going to fuck a lot of women and all the other stuff. But you're going to start getting women that have money. And those motherfuckers that have money, they're going to be the ones that hire you to be a naked statue. You just hold a plate up, and women are going to come by and get an hors d'oeuvre and play with your balls. They'll get an hors d'oeuvre and grab your dick. Some are going to get an hors d'oeuvre and suck your dick. It depends on the woman. It depends on the situation. But when you keep your fucking mouth shut, this is the most important thing that y'all understand. You don't talk about what the fuck you're doing on the front end. You never talk about – listen, women want to make sure, especially rich women who have a lot of shit to lose. And I'm going to explain this to you guys, and I'm wrapping this with what I'm talking about. You got a lot of women out there that do not want to lose what they have over a piece of dick. Corporate women that have corporations, women that are vice presidents, all these women that have cake, that are, you know, they're in charity organizations, they're feeding the kids and doing all that other stuff, and they're all about what they are or how they're perceived by people. That's how it works. They're going to make sure that the shit that they do on the back end never gets out. Nobody knows about it. And they want to make sure that if they're going to bring you into their sexual circles, that you're going to shut your fucking ass up and you're not going to talk about what's going on. Even if some of these women right now on Facebook and Instagram are putting out photos of body, not the naked ones, you get the naked ones, you cannot talk about it. You got to shut your fucking mouth up. You cannot talk about it. You cannot. I know you want to discuss it, but you cannot. Because as soon as it comes out, you're out of the circle. Because what they do is they use you like fucking baseball cards. I'll give you an example. I'll use Unique and I'll use True. One woman will have Unique, another woman will have True. And after they get done fucking them, they'll say, you know what, I got a guy. Oh, you got to check out Unique. You got to check out Unique. Here's his number. Call him. Oh, well, I got one for you. You got to check out. They'll swap the guys around. And then they'll probably bring them in for a foursome or a threesome. It goes on and on and on. But again, you got to understand how it works. Sometimes they're going to, you know, their husbands who are old and they can't fuck like they want to, but they want to watch. They're going to be like, hey, you know, hey, Unique, my husband wants to watch you fuck me. Can you come over tonight? Are you free tonight? You can't talk about that shit. Your boy's asking what you're doing. Hey man, I'm just chilling tonight. You got to go. You don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things happen, but again, you're looking for the wrong thing. Don't worry about the judgment. Everybody's allowed to judge you. That's their right. But you have to not give a fuck about what their thoughts have nothing to do with you. We're all getting judged, no matter who we are. Every time someone sees you, they're automatically judging, which is fine. which is okay. But don't listen. Any woman that tells you that she doesn't date short guys, I'm just giving her a call. Hey, every time you want to, hey, I'm just giving the dick on. Hey, here's the dick and the candle. If you change your mind, call me. That's it. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to call her a bitch. I'm not going to say, oh, man, well, fuck you then if you. I'm not going to do any of that, man. I'm cool on the other side. The thing that's so weird, guys, I always tell you guys, man, is that no, stop. No, stop. Mr. Jacobs, stop that. Stop. Men are not sex. Wait, what's funny to me is most of you guys want to fuck. It's funny to me, all y'all do is talk about getting pussy, and you're saying this? Come on, sir. Come on, man. Let me check the phone lines as I continue. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me check the phone line real quick. All right, 8 minutes ago, if y'all want to call in, guys, got you. You want to call in. But what I'm saying is this. Y'all got to stop this shit. Y'all got to stop making these labels on these fucking women, man. You know what? So y'all always get out of sorts when women label you, but yet you don't expect – why are you labeling them? Why are you doing that? They're not turning men into sex slaves because all these motherfuckers want to do is fuck anyway, Mr. Jacob. All these guys, that's why they're in these manospheres. They want to fuck. That's why they listen to some of that goofy-ass YouTube. That's all they want to do is fuck. But I'm showing you how to get them to want to fuck you and pay for it. So it's not a sex slave because you want to fuck, don't you? Come on. Really? There's no sex slave in this? Because if you're making the choice, you're not a sex slave. Because guess what? Anytime you want to leave, you can get your naked ass up, put your fucking clothes on and leave. You're not a slave. You're not in a dungeon and you're not chained up unless you're dealing with someone that wants to chain you up. So y'all gotta stop that shit, man. Come on, man. Stop that shit, man. Okay? I don't know if he's joking or not, but you listen, now this is game I'm teaching. When you make a statement, you better stand on that shit. Don't make no fucking statements that you can't stand on, because if you can't make a statement to a man to stand on, how the fuck are you going to talk to a woman? How you going to talk to a woman? So, but yeah, guys, y'all got a question, put a Q in there. I got you guys, okay? If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there and all this other stuff. I got you covered, okay? 515-605-9373 is the number. I got you covered. If y'all have a question, I got you. But we're going to continue talking about building your architect. See, your architect has got to be, you got to look at, think about yourself as a forest, okay? Right now, you're just a force. That's all you are. And the first thing you've got to do is figure out, okay, in this section, I've got to cut the trees down. I've got to lay the land out, the roads, the pathways, and all this other stuff. Meaning that you have first got to get rid of all that clutter. You're not going to grow in this game with the clutter that you have, because the clutter that you have is the poison that is stopping you from growing right now. When you talk about women and bitch about women, that's stopping you from growth. You'll never hear a man complain about a woman. Well, okay. I'm sorry. I was wrong. We do complain. But our complaints aren't your complaints. Our complaints are she wants to fuck again tonight. She wants to see me tonight. She's crying because I didn't call her. She's missing me. She wants to see me. She wants to fly in. She wants to fly me over there. So if you're looking at complaints, those are men complaints. Those are men complaints. But not the shit that y'all are talking about. She had an attitude, or she was mean. She broke off a date. That's not the shit you should be complaining about, gentlemen. That's not the stuff you should be complaining about. But getting back to your architect, as I said before, that's so important in all of this, is that all of this is going to be about control. It's the one thing that you're losing right now because you don't have a foundation. You're losing control over yourself, okay? And what's important is that we want to take the control for ourselves by learning how we move. I've always told you, and I'm the only one that tells you, that you are not the end result. whatever a woman does to you is not defining who you are. Whatever you do with a woman has nothing to do with the definition of who you are. Because a woman is nothing but a goddamn perk. She has nothing to do with who you are as a man. They can come into your life and you can kick them right the fuck out and still keep growing as a man. But some of you guys, because you don't have the control, you lose control. How do you lose control? You become insecure. You become emotional. You become the victim. You're the one that's always complaining. You're the one that's always fucking following her and trying to find out what she's doing. You're the one that's always moody and all this other stuff. You're the one that wants to fuck so bad that you're willing to sell your fucking soul just to get a piece of her pussy that she's giving away to some. Always remember, guys, somebody's getting it for free. Please understand that. Somebody's getting it for free. Always remember that. There's somebody out there getting it for free. And that guy is the one guy that shows that woman that, you know what, you're just not that special. Yeah, all right. I'm not sure if I want to keep you around. I don't know if I want to talk to you. I don't know. But why? And then her phone's blowing up with all the guys that's kissing her ass. And she don't want to have nothing to do with those guys. Women can't take a man that can say no. Because no is part of the control that you have to have. But it is your architect. See, let me check the lines because the lines are about to go down a little bit. I hope this is overseas. It's a 111 call. Please be overseas. Because a man should not hide his number that's in the States. So if I hear, I better not hear an English voice. Please be overseas. What's your question, 111? What's up?
Hello, am I on the line?
Yes, sir, you're on the line.
Yeah, I'm international, so I'm calling
Skype.
I called in a few weeks ago, and you guys really hammered me down.
About what?
What was
the problem? What happened?
I was talking about my job and how I felt like controlled in my workplace, and I wanted advice on how to like get control of my life. And like, I just wanted to call him to say thank you for really giving me some tough love. I learned a little bit about myself, I realized
it's not tough love. It's not tough love. I'm just telling you what it is. I appreciate what you're saying. I'll let you finish, but I don't see it as tough love. It's just what you need to know. You know what I mean? But go ahead. I'm listening to you, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I realized, like, I guess it goes with today's topic, like I was losing control over myself in my job. So I ended up quitting. And I just learned, I ended up quitting my job.
Oh.
And I'm starting to take control of myself, realizing how I move, what makes me happy, putting myself first. And it's been a week now, but I'm walking with a different energy and swagger. It's pretty interesting. I will say that.
Yeah, well, listen. It's not – think of it like this. It's not the end, okay? Okay?
Yep.
Always remember – and I'm the only one – always remember this. And you can't write it down, but I want you to go back to this moment and write this moment down. Everything that you do – outside of yourself, okay?
Yep.
Is one thought of one word, one thought of one letter, of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one chapter, and one book of your life. That's how deep it is. So you're learning about yourself, but this is just the beginning. Because you've got to rediscover yourself. And rediscover why you are here right now. Because how old are you, brother?
27.
Okay, so you got 26 years of catching up. because you've wasted 26 years of your life. Not to say you've wasted it as the growth that you could have had. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying is this is good. This is a good starting point, but this is not the end. It is just the beginning. Okay. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I wish you didn't quit your job though. You know what I mean? I wish you didn't quit it. But if you had to, you had to, but I just wish
I had to.
You had to?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just not me and I was tired of it. Like, so I just quit it and I'm doing my own stuff now.
Okay. Right. This is what I'm saying. I'm glad that you quit your job, but what was your backup plan?
My backup plan? I play poker. So like, sir, I'm going to play poker.
Okay. Okay. Listen to me.
I have money saved as well.
Listen to me. Okay. I'm talking to you if I was your father. All right. If I was your dad. Son, I love you. That's the first thing I tell you. I love you, son. But goddamn, you better get your fucking ass up and get a goddamn job. Play poker on the side and let that be a funnel of money. But have income, because with a job comes 401k. With a job comes insurance. Yes, I know you can pay your insurance, but I don't want you to tap into the money you saved up. Save that money. Don't tap into the money you saved. Build money and keep stacking. But you playing poker. Look, I don't. Is that your profession? Are you a professional poker player?
Yeah, I was doing it on the side before, but I was just like unsure if I could do it full time. So I just kept my my day job, but I ended up quitting.
Right, but why? Okay, how long were you at your job for?
Since 2017.
Okay. This is why I try to. It's weird. All right, and hear from a 50-year-old motherfucker. I'm an old motherfucker. I'm 50 years old. Listen to me. What a lot of young men don't understand is time. They don't know how to manage it. They don't know the rules of time. When you graduate high school and throw your little graduation hat up in the motherfucking air, you were working towards your retirement after that point. A lot of motherfuckers don't realize that. But the way time works is, you'll be 18 years old, you'll blink, you'll be 23. You'll blink again, you'll be 26. You'll blink again, you'll be in your 30s. And then by that time, you're like, where did life happen? Where did I do with my life? Part of having the architect is having control over your life and having reason and not just doing stuff. I'm not here to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, because you are your own man. But I don't think poker is not only going to put money in the bank, but it's something that you can. Yeah, I play video games for money. You know what I mean? I gamble. I'm a gambling motherfucker with video games, right? But I do that on the side, recreational fun. But I'm not a professional at it. I don't want to make it a profession. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I understand for sure.
So what I'm saying is I want you to where's your insurance? Who's paying your insurance right now?
Insurance, like health insurance?
Yes.
I'm in Canada, so like that's kind of paid off.
Oh, it's free. You got the loophole. You get free health. Canada covers you on that. Well, then you know what? I digress. But what I'm saying is, man, look, play poker if you want, but game should okay. One thing I learned when I was lucky, when I was like what, 6 or 7, having a hustler mentality, that I was always forced to, if I wanted, I have to go out there to get it. You know what I mean? I want you to have several lines of income. Work a 9 to 5, have a line of income. Do your poker to have a line of income. Find something else to have a line of income. Stack your paper up. But if you feel that you got to do poker, go ahead. But I'm just saying that You're still young. You can get with a company and move up in that company, get a lot of benefits, still play poker. But it's your fault.
I agree with you. I was with this company since 2017. I wasn't really moving up, so I just decided to quit to look for another company.
But you still haven't found that company yet, have you?
Yeah, I realized I wasn't really going to go any higher, so I just left. But I am looking. I'm just doing poker for now.
How well did you know the vice president and the CEO or CFO of that company?
How well did I? Not very well. Not very well.
Not very well. The game, and I had a guy, I taught him this. I can't give names out. I showed him game. He was in a position that you were in. You know what I told that motherfucker? Are you in a country club? No, I would never spend no money in a country club. Why? You need to, first thing you need to do is get with the secretary and find out what country club do these motherfuckers belong to. That's because they belong to a country club. You get in that country club. Find out from the secretary when they go golfing, and you get in that thing and start golfing so you can roll into that tee time. See, let me tell you something. Look. For me, I never wanted a corporate job, okay? But I was a people person. I always loved the mailroom. I don't know why. Well, the mailroom, you have so much power, so much pussy, so much everything, because I got to rub elbows with the big dogs, the vice president, CEOs, CFOs, and all that stuff. If you listen to my shows back in the Pussy Whip days, you talk about it. I used to go in order. I didn't even know that you could have a side crib. I found that out. I found that out through the president of the company, because I had to go to a Costco or someplace, or like a Sam's, and I had to get sodas and shit for a side pad, which also helped me create a pad with my boys. We had a fuck pad and shit. But I rubbed elbows with them. Yeah, I was doing some gophering for them and all that other shit, but I was like an untouchable and shit. Like, and what happened was, when you get cool with them like that, that's when they begin to invite you to, first they invite you to the light get-togethers and gatherings, right? To see if you were kind of motherfucker that's running your mouth, because when you're dealing with people like this, there's a lot of sex, drugs, drinking, and a lot of shit going on. Are you going to run your mouth? That remember, people, is how game works. But you got to find a way to rub elbows, even at Christmas parties. Did you ever go up to them and talk to them?
No. I was more of the employee that – sorry?
Yeah, but I'm saying you never introduce yourself to any – like at the Christmas parties, you never introduce yourself to the vice president or anything?
No.
Why?
I couldn't answer that for you. I wish I knew the answer.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but this is game. See, listen, the only way you're going to move up – see, people think it's all about the degrees and shit. Nah, the game's about who you know. It's about who you know. It's all about that. And the only way you can do that is because there used to be a movie called Layer Cake. You want to get to the layer cake. Main thing is you want to be sitting at that table. Or, see, when you get into the gigolo lifestyle and you have orgies and threesomes and shit like that with the rich people and stuff, what they will do is they have different rooms where different things are going on. But they have sometimes it's like what they call a cigar room, where everybody gets together and they talk business. Or the next day they go golfing later on to talk business. You got to get your foot in that door right there. You're never going to make it because your manager is going to hold you back because he's trying to hold his position. He can't go up and he can't go down, but he ain't going to let nobody else leapfrog his ass. So that's why you got to get with the set. You get with it. See, what I used to do is I used to run the game on the secretaries, okay? I used to run a game on the secretaries. When I see the secretaries, I'm always nice. You know what? Hey, I was out here, and, oh, you know what? I thought about it. Would you like me to get you a salad along the way? I would do that shit. Now, yeah, I got some dome from a few of them and all that stuff, but they were the go-between to let me know where I need to show the fuck up at. It's the same thing. Remember I told you how to run game to get with the club owner, to get into threesomes and orgies by hooking up through the bartender, the DJ, and the bouncer, it's the same thing. You got to learn game. And what game does is that you work angles with other people that know people, and then they will connect you to where you got to go and where you need to be at. That's how it works. And then once your name is on their mind, it won't be on all the time because they big ballers and shit. They ain't thinking about you like that, but they know about you. And if they know about you, that's where the promotions and the power comes from. That's where the power lies, because that's how game does. You see what I'm saying? It's all.
So you're like,
yes.
Sorry to interrupt you. I understand. Like, I guess a lot of people's issue is not asking for what they want. I just don't understand. Like, I guess you're just building personal connections with them, and they like you, or are you like providing like extra value?
Or I'm like doing it just... all. No, I'm doing it all. See, what I'm doing is this. All right. Hey, Gladys, because I'm a mail guy, right? Mail clerk. Roll the mail, give it. Hey, Gladys, how are you doing today? Oh, okay, great. You know what? She told me a little bit of information. Write it down, scribe. I scan her fucking desk. And when I mean scan her desk, I scan for the shit she likes, the pictures. I see her. Maybe she's on a boat somewhere. I'm doing a scan, right? I got all this information. Don't drop it on her yet. Little by little, when I see her the next day, hey, how you doing? You know, oh, I noticed that you boat ride. Wow, you know, oh, where is that at? And you get them to talk. See, people love to talk about themselves. You just gotta shut the fuck up and be like, that's nice. See, it's the same thing you do when you're on a date. You just lead them a little bit and let them run their mouth, and you just fill in the gaps with, oh, I see, that's nice, or give them a little bit of your story, not your whole story, but you're building a connection. So then what happens is the same woman, you know what she does? She calls me up. She said, hey, Steve, guess what? You know, they just got done with a meeting, and there's some extra Subway and extra, you know, maybe, I'm just saying, Chick-fil-A, whatever, and then before we tear everything down, you can feel free to come up and get some. Oh, thank you so much. Hey, that's step number one. Hey, and I call her, you know, hey, you know what? You know, I noticed she's eating something. Oh, you like, let me give you an example. Oh, you like the salad. Oh, where is that from? Oh, let's say like Chili's or Fridays or something like that. It is a thing. So then, the next time, oh, you know, even though you're not going there, you let her know. You know what? Hey, you know what? Hey, don't get lunch today because I want to say thank you for what you did the other day. And lunch on me. Oh, you should have. Oh, no, I got you. I know what's your favorite. What do you want? I got you. And I go get. Now, remember, this is investing. Investing. Think about what I'm doing. It's investing. I'm investing in the salad to be able to get my foot in the door to get power. Not main power, but untouchable power. Think about this. You know how it is when people go when they're in the elevator and they see a president or something like that. What do? They get quiet, right? They look down and they don't want to see shit, right? When I get in the elevator and I see the motherfucker, what they say? Oh, Steve, did you watch the game this week? Yes, sir, I did. And man, it was da-da-da-da-da-da. And everybody's like, oh, my God, what are they doing? You know, the Christmas party. Hey, Steve, come over here. I want you to meet my wife, who probably I'm going to watch you fuck, whatever, but I want you to meet my wife. Come on over here. Hey, this is Steve. Oh, how are you doing, man? It's nice to... All I'm doing is running game, because what they're doing is, see, you understand not high value men, motherfuckers that know game, who have money, who are caked the fuck up. They want to know, can you shut your fucking mouth, just like the women? Because if I'm going to bring you into the circle, sir, not the board meeting circle, I'm talking about the shit that goes on when everybody's clocked out. That, the good shit. The shit where they're hiring strippers and they all getting together, maybe doing some drugs. I don't do drugs, but they do some drugs there, drinking, and a lot of fucking. A lot of fucking. And when you can get into those circles, you're what they call you're made. You're set, because you keep your motherfucking mouth shut. But they like you though, because they see that, you know what? Because hey, guess who gives you the reinforcer? The secretary. But I work the secretary to get the end result. So how's that same thing with women? I don't work the women to get the women. I work me to get me to get the women, or get the women to want me, if that makes any sense. See, people don't see the game that has to be played in the corporate world. There are people that are backstabbing you all the time on the front end. People are going to find out that you have a proposal, and they're gonna open their mouth before you just to fuck you over so they can move up. But you know what? I don't play that game. I play a deeper game, because I know if I can connect to a secretary that's there's always one secretary that control the whole firm of secretaries. And that bitch is the one that's connected to the president, the vice president, the CEO, or the CFO. That's the one I want to get good with. Because when I'm good with her, I'm good with him. Because there's sometimes, you know what? Hey, there's sometimes I got a phone call. Say, Steve, you know what? He wants to bring flowers. He wants to get some flowers sometimes to his wife or sometimes to someone else. And he can't just do it. Is there any way? Just let me know where I got to do it. I'll take care of it. And I'll take care of it, and I just sit it down, and I walk away. Don't say a word. And what I do is I build on that. They're always relying on me. You know what? Sometimes they ask me, hey, give me his car keys, get his car washed. You think I'm going to say no? Absolutely, because I'm looking at the bigger picture. I don't give a – hey, as long as I get in, I'm willing to do that shit. I'm willing to get dirty to win. And a lot of guys won't do that shit. I'm not doing that shit. I would never do that shit, yada, yada, yada. So what I'm saying is that it's game in that, young man. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying you might not have been good right now, but you never even walked up to the motherfucker at Christmas time. Hello, sir. How you doing? My name is Steven. Oh, this is your lovely wife. How you doing, ma'am? I'm Steven. I'm the whatever the fucking PR person of, you know, your dick on your forehead, your balls in your mouth. Nice to meet you, ma'am. Well, sir, you know what? I just want to take a moment to say hello. I'm Steven. I just want to say Merry Christmas to both of you guys. And it was nice meeting you. And go. That's all I'm doing. Versus, oh, there's the president. There's the vice president. Oh, I'm not walking over there. I'm not walking over there. I'm going to stay away from them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, wow. Need to get dirty to win. I wrote that down.
And I don't mean dirty. Wow. I'm saying that
I get it.
Yes. Remember, layers, moves ahead. I'm making moves ahead. I, for instance, even the secretaries I was smacked, because there was like a we would always fuck the women on like the 16th floor that was empty. It was always the empty floor because we would get cool with the security guards. Remember, security guards. What do you think I was doing every morning? Hey, what's up, Chuck? How y'all doing? Hey, what's good, fellas? Hey, look at the guy here, man. Here's some donuts, man. Y'all have a good one. Got me donuts, kolaches, whatever. Hey, fellas, hey, I just went and got some lunch. Hey, man, I got y'all some food, man. Here y'all go. I'm working them motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because they got the access cards to the empty building. I don't need to go to a hotel. All I need to do is say, man, hey, yo, I got one at 2 o'clock. Can you get me up to 16th floor? I bet. Why? Because I created it. So when I'm dealing with that secretary, that wife, that girlfriend, or whatever the fuck she is, and she's on her lunch break, we going up to floor 16, whatever floor I can get her on. We fucking, and I'm going to send her back to work. But how did I do that? By work. See, what y'all motherfuckers do when y'all walk by, y'all treat the security guards like shit. Y'all don't even say good morning to them. Y'all just walk on by. No, motherfucker. They got access to that building. They can tell me spots where if I need to get some head, where I can go where there are no cameras, which stairwell I can go to get some pussy, have her suck my dick, or what floor I can fuck on. But see, y'all don't think that deep. Y'all guys over here look at these security guards and say, oh, there you, I'm better than you. No. You got to work them as well. So every morning, hey, guys, I got some donuts for y'all guys, man. Hey, and I never ask for anything in return. I position myself because eventually I bring up, I got a woman, man, damn, I ain't got no hotel, man. I'm trying to get some pussy real quick. Damn, man, I know there's an empty floor up here. Oh, no, hey, yo, no, not floor 12 because da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? Hey, we got a floor 16, man. Hey, look, just let me know. And I, That's how we're, hey, it's the same thing at the grocery store. What did I keep telling you? Every time I'm at the grocery store, what do you guys think I'm doing? Every time I see a name tag, I'm talking to every guy and woman I see. See, what you think that anybody's calling, when you're in the grocery line, you don't say anything to them. You might be like, hey, what's up? You know, just go about your way. I know they get shitted on every day. But I also know that the women either have a daughter or they have a friend who has a daughter that's looking for a good guy like me. Or I know the dudes are going somewhere where there's pussy. So all I do all day, hey, Chuck, what's going on, Chuck? I see Chuck in lines. Hey, Chuck, what's going on, Chuck? Hey, Steve, man. Hey, man, how you doing, man? You have a good day, Chuck. Go along. And maybe a week later, Chuck, what's up? Chuck, what's good with you, man? Hey, man, yeah, man, just a long day, man. All right, man, you have a good day, man. Go along. I do that everywhere I go. Here you go. Then I know Thursday. See, Thursday is when the average guy learns about the parties, gatherings, and get-togethers, right? Chuck, what's going on, man? What you getting into this weekend? Oh, there's a party? Oh, really? There's going to be some – oh, Chuck, damn. She'll like to hang out. Oh, I can go? Sure. Oh, shit, Chuck. Give me the address. I'll meet you there. Oh, there's going to be some women there? Oh, shit. And then you see that shit? See the game I'm running? I'm not being mean to people. I'm being kind to people. And when you're kind to people, they will offer you shit that they don't offer the average motherfucker. Because people shit on people for doing shit jobs. They shit on them for doing McDonald's jobs, like Walmart jobs, shit like that. No, I make them feel like a regular person. But they are more apt to give me something back in return. Remember, I invest to get a return. I don't invest to lose. And it's like I told you, remember I fucked that stripper? How'd I fuck that stripper? Every time I was fucking this place called Kmart, every time, it's this old motherfucking lady, this goddamn old lady and shit. Every time. Hey, Miss Gladys, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. You're such a nice young man. You know what? I don't know if she was like her daughter or something. It's like, this is a while back. This is when I was like working at Toyota and shit. She's like, you know what? I got someone that is perfect for you. You're such a nice young man. And lo and behold, the woman that she hooked me up was on a, you know, quietly stripping. And boy, oh boy. But you never know what someone has. So don't assume just because they might be a loser or some shit, they might not have. Remember, every guy out there, this is the beautiful thing about game. Every guy who doesn't have game has a harem of women that they hang out with. So all I need to do is get cool with him because he's my in. He's my ticket into the harem. I get cool with him. He brings me in. Or check Pete Game. Or for you guys that want to fuck a woman at your job, I don't fuck her at the job. I fuck her friends first and get her on the back end. Or I put out, gentlemen, like I always tell you, this part of the architect, I put out my fucking virus. See, I know a lot of guys think by talking bad about me at the job is going to make them look good. I know this. So what do you think I do? I put myself in that position. Steve, hey, Steve, what you do, man? Who'd you fuck now, Steve? What'd you do this week? Who'd you fuck, Steve? Hey, yeah, I got this pussy from here, that, right? And all he's going to do is take that information and go tell his wife, tell his girlfriend. He's going to tell some fucking woman about this one asshole that's fucking, how, God. All he does is fuck, right? But eventually, that's the same motherfucker that's going to be asking me to come over to their parties, pool parties, picnics, Christmas parties, and gatherings to fuck because they're doing the work for me. I'm just giving them the information. They're passing it on thinking that it's going to make me look bad, but it's only intriguing the woman, and that's what they don't understand. So that's why I get the invites. Oh, man, do you know how many game nights? Guys, y'all don't know game night. Game night is what 30-somethings do on Friday night. They get together, have wine, hors d'oeuvres, and they play like Pictionary, spades, dominoes. I mean, they play poker. They just play games to interact with each other. Oh, man, do you know how much pussy there is in those things? Lonely ass wife. Hey, caller, why do you think my house was a cool house on Halloween where I even dress up? Why do you think that was the best part? Why do you think I did that?
Well, you did not dress up?
No, I did dress up. Oh, yeah, you look at my YouTubes. All my Halloweens, I always show you the costume. I dressed up. Now, where I live now, I'm so far away I can't do Halloween no more, but why do you think I dressed up? When I was single, I would dress up. Even when I was single in an apartment, I would dress up. You want to know why? Two reasons. Because I was fucking the women that were lonely as fuck. I was fucking the college girls who had to take their fucking knucklehead brother and sister to walk around trick-or-treating because they were home for the weekend. The fuck? You want to know why? Because when they came over, and this is another trick-or-treat game I'm going to have to give y'all this weekend, but I would give the kid, whatever the little motherfucking kid was, especially if it was a little girl, if she was a princess, you're a beautiful princess, here's a piece of candy for you, your highness, right? It'll get the woman, the mother, or whoever's bringing that kid, they start smiling, right? Now that I got her out the way, oh, man, wait, where you going, man? Wait, now we got her away. Let me go and give you a treat. Here you go. Here's a treat with my motherfucking number on it. Here you go. Hey, what did my shirt say? I'm not into treats. I'm not tricks. I'm into giving treats. I'm all about the treat. Here you go. And I would hand them another thing. Or the women that, like, you know, their husbands, you know, you got people in the groups. They walk and the husband's all bored. He's all wanting to get home and he's bugging the wife. And she's stressing the fuck out. And she comes over me. You know how many women will pull me aside? Now, I'm talking about for the last week before the COVID. Just to get next to me to take selfie pictures because we were so fun. We had such a great time with the kids and all that other stuff. To say, you know what? Where can I send this photo? See, that's I didn't take it, guys. I'm just saying. They would flirt with me because I knew game. And I would always utilize it to what? Benefit me. You see what I'm saying, sir? Benefit me. Everything I'm doing benefits me because that's what I created. That's the whole thing it is. I created the world in which I operate in. It's just the other people didn't know that. The women didn't know that. She knew that when she went to, not only they love going to my crib for Halloween, the next Halloween they would come with their friends because the next day they would tell their friends so much about me. That was the reason to come and see me again. Come on, man. This is game. You see what I'm saying, Colin?
Wow, this is pretty deep, my dude. This is
are over here. Oh, no, it's not even chess, motherfucker. I'm the chess board. I'm not the pieces. I'm the board because the board dictates how you move. And that's what I'm saying. But I created it. I create this. Even if I go to the grocery store, I know, and I tell my clients all this time, I say, guys, if you really want to get some ass and you really want to get some quality ass, if you off on a Monday, go to the grocery store in a nice neighborhood or go to a Whole Foods, anything that were organic thing, any place that has organic, get your ass over there because not only are you going to have some fine women that's all about working out with tight body, but you're going to have some fine women looking for some dick because them goddamn women dress like they're going to the club sometimes on Monday. Now, Saturdays, they wear the spandex. Y'all know Saturdays and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They wear the spandex and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying is that it's so easy because I'm not trying to force myself on the woman. I'm just positioning myself. If I'm rolling, remember, I go out to, and I tell these guys, listen, don't go for the purposes of meeting a woman. Just go for the purposes of buying something, because I want to take the pressure off of you. Focus on getting a fucking little cookie or something from the Whole Foods. I don't give a fuck what you get. Get an apple. Get a pear or a cucumber, whatever the fuck you like. Go there to get that. And when you run into a woman, do it blindfolded. By what? Putting your bid in. By talking to her. Hey, how you doing? I say, how you doing? Just talk to her. Introduce yourself to her. Put your bid in and float the fuck off. Okay, call her. When's the last time you went to? When's the last time you went to a theater or opera? Have you been to one?
A long time, but the Whole Foods thing is like really smart. I used to work at Whole Foods, and like it was pretty easy.
So you know.
I know.
You see,
it's easy mode. It's easy mode.
But it's the same thing. Look, I always used to love when I scrape it up, man. Because you know I love Scrooge. When there was a Christmas Carol or some I love classical music. So I don't fucking mind going to that fucking those theaters and shit like that. Because you know what? The thing about people don't understand about rich people is that they have what is that fucking word called? They have a break. They take a break where you get up out your seat and you go into another room to relax. It's a break between the shows and shit. Nothing but money. Go to an art gallery. I'm talking about the art where it looks like a five-year-old did it. You know, like a five-year-old just smeared it all over there, and they're selling that shit for hundreds and thousands of dollars. Go there. You want to know why? Because the gold – see, what people don't understand is they want to run away from the gold diggers. No, don't run away from them. You welcome them. See, a gold digger is not going to dig for your gold. I want her to dig for your dick. Thank you, Freelancer, on the intermission. Thank you, Paul H. Y'all know what I mean. Intermission. Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is this. When you see a gold digger, like even a stripper, see, a lot of people don't even understand how to run game on strippers. Listen, the one thing you don't do, you don't go in the strip club. Stay the fuck out of the strip club. Stay out of the strip club. If you want a stripper, make sure whatever strip club you know about, make sure there's a Denny's or IHOP. That's all you need. A Denny's or IHOP next to that strip club. Because candy turns into Sharon when the pumpkin at 12 minutes or 3 in the morning when she got to get off work, she's no longer candy. Candy's sliding down the pole. She's Sharon that's hungry as fuck. And they're always going to go to Denny's or IHOP after they get done sweating on that goddamn pole. That's what – see, look, let me explain something as far as how game works. You know what my mentor told me? It's about nature and shit. We can agree, caller, nature doesn't tweet, Facebook, or Instagram, right? Nature doesn't do that. Nature is just driven off of nature. Am I correct? Right?
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
See, back in the day, I used to call it the water holes. Everyone used to watch me a long time. I'm going to tell you about the water holes. I've been saying this shit for fucking decades now. In nature, why do you think the hunting or the lions or the predators, why do you think they always hung out by the water hole? Why do you think they do that?
That's where their prey will come to eventually.
Because they need to drink water. So instead of me trying to chase a motherfucker antelope down and shit, no, I just waited out right here. Bitch, that motherfucker got to drink some water, right? They all got to drink water. So they're bringing their asses to me. I'm not going after them. It's the same thing. No, 85, you know anything about me, I always tell you guys, I always get plastic. I never eat silverware. I'm a weirdo. Matter of fact, if you go to Walmart, they've got plastic fake silverware that looks like silverware, but it's made of plastic. I always ask for plastic because I used to be a dishwasher at Red Lobster and shit. We used to fucking shit. But I got fired because I threw some water on an African one day because we was fucking with him. But that's a whole different story. But anyway, back to you, caller. What I'm saying is this. So if I know women have to eat at Denny's or IHOP after they get done stripping. I just need to be there because she's going to change. She's no longer the stripper. She's just the college girl trying to make her way into the world. You know what I mean? She's just a college girl trying to get a buck. That's all. That's all. But there's always game because guess what? How do you think I know about the Denny's and IHOP?
Because you did it yourself?
No, I did my sound check. No, I did my sound checks with the wait staff. See, let me get deep with you.
Oh, wow. Four-dimensional chess.
Yeah, the waiters and waitstaff. Hey, how y'all doing, man? You know what? Hey, look, how's your day going, man? Yeah, they doing you good today? Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I don't want to take too much. Just, hey, give me some fucking scrambled fucking fuck me eggs, whatever the fuck, you know, yeah, I mean. And thank you very much. You know what? Thank you. I appreciate it. Are you having a good day? Okay, yeah. And I tip them very well to a point when they become my regular old waiter. But then we get into that conversation when they get comfortable with me, like, damn, I see there's a strip club over there, man. Damn. Oh, yeah, Steve. You wouldn't believe it, man. Man, all the bitches come in at this time on this day and this day and that. Oh, really? You don't say. Well, shit fire. You know what? Give me a heads up, and I'll beat it. All right, I got you, brother. See that? See, I'm looking at – that's how – the architect in you, gentlemen, that's – that is how you look ahead. You see what I'm saying, caller? I know that they work and they know the lay of the land of when the strippers come in. Not only that, they can tell me the stories of the strippers. Because you don't think they don't listen to the motherfuckers talk and get catty and check. I get a whole blueprint. And then when I walk in there, I know who to talk to, where to talk to, and why to talk to. Because the waiter did all the work for me. I just have to show up. That's how you run game, man. It's not hard to do when you see the bigger picture, okay? Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's what it said in Art of War, like preparation is like the key to winning battles, like being prepared, knowing what's going on before it happens.
Let me tell you about battles. See, a lot of guys don't know. The thing about battle is not just a preparation. Remember, you've got to look – once you prepare, that's just the first step. But then when you get on the battlefield, there's this thing called the weather. No matter how you prepare, it doesn't matter because if the wind is blowing from right to left, you got to learn how to make the proper adjustments. You can't shoot a fucking arrow. Hey, look. You can't, if the guy is this way and the wind's coming from left to right, you got to adjust the arrow to compensate for the wind. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's layers to this, gentlemen. It's layers to this, okay? It's layers. But this is how it works. These women hate their jobs, right? I'm just trying to make their job easier for them. Not trying to pick them up or anything like that, but they begin to start telling you about their life. Just like the ones at the job, man. The one you want to fuck at the job, man, you don't fuck her. See, before all this Me Too shit that these guys fucked up and created, it was easy because I would, what did lions do in nature? Divide and conquer, right? Separate from the herd, right? We all go to lunch. Maybe it's six of us, right? And little by little, I either knock them off or they knock them off, right? Until we're one-on-one and it's all of a sudden they're telling me all their business. You know, my boyfriend this or my husband that or the guy I'm living with this and that. And you know what? Listen, I don't want to hear that shit. And I would tell them, you know what? No, that's none of my business. You know what? It's just this simple. I don't want to talk about that because you know what? If it were me, you know what? Never mind. That's all I need to do right there. That's all I need to do right there. Never mind. That's it. Never mind. And I'm already in. What? What was you about to say? No. It'd be rude to me. I'm not trying to mess up a happy home. Well, I'm not really that. Well, it's none of my business what you are. It's just that, you know, I mean, just look at you. I mean, come here. Come here for that. Let me. Look. I mean, just look at you. I mean, come on. You know, if I had that body in my mouth, I would definitely know. You know, I'm sorry. No, you know, I pushed it too far. Hey, you ready? The only time you would hear me say sorry, I'm sorry. That was my fault. No, it's okay. So next time you want to go, or you want to go out, next, where do you think I'm going? You know what? Let's not go out to eat. Let's go to the park. You want to know why? Because women love to feel like they're young again when they're being pushed. Their old ass is being pushed on that swing, man. Come on, man.
I'm impressed.
Well, it's not about impression. No, I'm not here to impress you. I'm just here to show you what the game's about. This is how it works. It's beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa, man. Because there's so many moves to be made. It's easier than you think it is. A lot of guys don't think it's easy because that's what they have trained themselves to believe. But what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to get you to stop thinking that way and start seeing the world for what it is versus what you want it to be. These women are looking for love. They're looking to be touched and rubbed and hugged and kissed. They're looking for a lot of stuff, man. They're looking for that stuff. But they're not going to just do it anyway. See, this is what's funny about women. And y'all will learn. Y'all will never understand this. Even on YouTube, they do the same thing. All these women are right when they say, I would never do that. And I can't believe a woman would do that. She's so whore. And she's such a slut. And I can't believe she would do. And guess what, caller? They're right. But they're fucking lying. That's the front that they put up, knowing on the back end they're sending naked pictures to some motherfucker that's fucking for free. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, no, I know.
That's getting the pussy for free, right?
Yep.
But remember, I don't judge. When you don't judge, that's what gets you the pussy faster. But as soon as you place a judgment, you're fucked because you're saying you ain't shit. You're not good. And you know what? Once I get the pussy from you, I'm going to tell all my boys I fucked you, and I'm going to tell them that you ain't shit. They ain't going to fuck with you. But you know me? I ain't judging you. Well, you know I always deal with guys. No, I only want to hear about other guys, but I'm not here to judge you. I don't care about what other guys do because I'm not other guys. To a point where, you know what, it's funny. They say, can I ask you something? Yeah, what's up? Are you not interested in me? Am I ugly to you? No, why would you say that? No, it's just that you haven't even tried to hit on me. Yeah, of course I didn't, and I never will. But why won't you? And as I told all y'all that's listening, because the truth of the matter is I'm not trying to fuck you. But wait, well, then why are you talking to me? Well, because I want to show you why you should fuck me. That's why I'm, why is that you? And like I always say, you got this all wrong. I'm not here to fuck you. If you think that I'm here to fuck you, then you miss. What did I say or do to give you the impression that I wanted to fuck you? Because I spoke to you? No, I spoke to you because you caught my curiosity. That's why I spoke to you. But as far as fuck. Hey, caller, when is the last time you heard anybody say that to a woman? You probably never heard that shit before. When's the last time you heard somebody tell a woman, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should fuck me. Have you ever heard anybody say some shit like that?
I've heard guys say that, but I haven't actually seen it in person.
Yeah, but that's the truth. That's the truth. That's why I always tell everybody that listens to me, I am not here to show you guys how to get pussy. Because that's beneath you. That's beneath you. If any of you guys are here to get pussy, you're here for the wrong reason. That's beneath you. What you should understand is the truth of the matter is, because, hey, if you want to know the truth, I'll tell you. Because here's the thing. They know I like fucking with women, right? And they know I'm a whore. But what throws them off is they know I love fucking, but yet I'm not trying to fuck with them. That, what do you think that does? That fucks their insecurity to a point where they kind of find a way to say, well, you know, well, I got this dress. Like, listen, if you don't have women, and without you asking, Women go to the malls and they shop all the time. I mean, before COVID, and they're starting to get back into that. But, guys, you should have women sending you messages like, what do you think about this dress? What do you think about these pants on me? Does it make my butt look big and all that? You should be getting those from all these women. And it's not that you're their gay best friend. It's because she's trying to show you that she wants to fuck. But she's doing it in a subtle way. Because what she's afraid of is that if she told you the truth, you'd judge her. Oh, my God, I can't believe you. Why would you? No. I'm not that guy. But I have no problem looking at that. I'd have flirted a little bit. You know, that dress would look better off than it'd be on. Oh, you're crazy. Stop it. And then guess what? I set it up again. The first pussy playing is when I make her wash her body in the shower. But to make her even feel more comfortable, even if she's in another state, is that I wanna watch you wash yourself. Let me just sit there and watch you wash your body. Because all I'm doing is knocking down all those insecurities that she has about herself. But I'm making her feel sexy at the same time. But remember, I'm creating this, Carly. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is like really deep stuff.
Yeah, well, I try to be a deep person here and there, but I gotta answer these questions though. But I just hope that you understand that. I know you understand that you quit your job and all that, and I hope you get something. But you got to build the game for yourself, man. There's just so much. There's people out there, not just willing to give other people money, but they're willing to give pussy to guys that they feel, you know what? If I give the pussy to this guy, he's going to make me feel this way. If I suck his dick, he's going to make me feel this way. And guess what? He doesn't have to take me out to dinner. He doesn't have to bend over backwards and buy me things. He just has to show the fuck up when he says he's coming over. The beautiful thing about it.
I think the bar is so low that guys that get it are just dominating. Like, it's not even.
Oh, it's not
they're
fair.
They're just dominating. Yeah.
It's not fair at all, because I tell you, I've only done this two times in my life because I didn't understand it. The first big, like, push my wig back moment was when I didn't understand popularity. My sister was popular, and then off of popularity, you know, the girls, when they had slumber parties or sleepovers, I was always getting touched and diddled by the girls and stuff like that. I was like their little play toy and shit, which was cool. I didn't complain about that, but I didn't understand popularity. I didn't understand the magnitude of popularity because my sister was popular, but I didn't want crumbs. See, I was getting, oh, you're Tracy's brother. I didn't want that shit. So, and I was at, instead of going to Ridge, I was at Ridgeview Junior High in Maryland. So we moved to Germantown, Maryland, and I went to Martin Luther King, where I became popular myself, but I didn't understand popularity. People want to be popular, but it is a fucking microscope that you're under, that if you can't handle it, being the eyes of it. Like, if I talked to a girl, I was dating her. If I kissed a girl, we're in a relationship. It was mind-blowing. So I realized that I wanted privacy. It's the same thing that happens on a much larger scale to rappers and movie stars. They want it, and then when they get it, they don't want it. Because everything you did was looked at on a microscope, right? That's just how it is. But it's the same thing when you have game. See, when you have game, you're under the same microscope, because when you go out, you don't go out for women. You go out and say, man, you know what? I want to get out of the house. I just want to get out of the house and maybe wash the car. I want to get out of the house and maybe give me some Fruity Pebbles and shit. I want to get out of the house and get a sandwich or get a tea, or for some of you guys that drink, a beer, whatever the fuck, right? I just want to get out of the fucking house and just chill the fuck out. You know, I just want to get out, go to the mall, give me some mall food, whatever the fuck, right? But you try to avoid women. Because here's the problem, and I tell you guys this, all you guys, okay, big problem, that the reason why you're going to begin to avoid women It's not because you're scared of them. It's not because you're nervous when you're around them. When you get it down as you build your world and your universe, you're going to start to avoid women because you can't turn this shit off. You can't. It's when you see her, it just happens. You it's like you're pulled to her. You can't. There's no. Oh, she looked good and walked the fuck off. It doesn't work like that. As you're saying she looks good, your feet are moving towards her, and you know, oh God. Or you see her trying to reach for something. You're like, let me get that for golly, I didn't know you liked spaghetti. You don't even look Italian. How are you doing today? And my name is, and you just go right into it. And it just doesn't turn off to a point where you're like, dude, listen, you're going to have so many women that you've got to stop. You got to stop it because we're a month away from the beginning of the sucker me season. Where I would tell any guy, this at this moment is where you start cutting all your women off because it's going to be a headache. You're going to go into Thanksgiving where I told you, 5 women are going to want to go over your house for Thanksgiving. 6 women are going to want you to go over their house because they want to show you off to their friends and family. Then you're going to have some women that want to go away for the holidays. How do you pick? Remember I showed y'all guys a long time ago? You get all their names. You get your hat. Get all their names. Put your names in the hat. Draw from the hat. And that's how fun it is. But I'm just saying, you're not going to be able to turn it off because you got a roster of 10 women, right? You holding down 10, working a job, having fun, playing your games, whatever the fuck. But then what happens when you see another woman and you don't want a roster of 11, then you got to figure, who am I getting rid of? Who am I going to fire? I got to let a motherfucker go. You got to go. I gotta put you either. I gotta let you go, put you on the practice squad, let you sit and marinate until one of these motherfuckers fuck up. It's a different level, man. It's all a different level when you get this down, because y'all guys say you want women, but the Halloween game that I have for free shows that most of you don't want women, because you should be prepared right now for Halloween to wear the costume that I created for you. To be able to talk to beautiful, sexy-ass women, to give them your number. And if you're not doing that, you really don't want women the way you say you do. Because all I'm doing is positioning you to get with beautiful, sexy, single women. Meaning that some of these women aren't even going to be single, but they're going to lie to you and say they're single just to get at you. Just to get at you, okay? Youngblood, yeah, I'm answering question. Yeah, but what's up, though? I got to answer this question. What's up?
Yeah, Steve, look, I appreciate the call. Let's get someone else here, and congrats on the win tonight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, appreciate it, brother. Hey, yeah, stay up, congrats, man. You need me to just call and everything. I got you, man, okay? I appreciate you.
I really appreciate it. Seriously, it was really good calling you. Thank you.
Okay, no doubt. Stay up, brother. You have a good day, man. We'll throw you back in, yep, brother. Thank you very much. All right, let me answer Youngblood's question. Youngblood, I'm sorry I had you up there on this question. Let me go ahead and answer this shit real quick. You said, is there such a thing as being too masculine? There's such a thing as being too masculine. And when you talk about influencing a woman, do you mean you pushing her where you want to go? If you can, no. Okay, two things. Listen, there's no such thing as you being too much of you. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. What you see is what you get. And whether you like it or you don't, I don't give a fuck. And that's how you got to look at it. I'm only going to do what I set out to do. And that's put my bid in. But I'm not pushing it. I am not making it about sex. Matter of fact, women are the first ones to bring up sex. Because when I tell her I want to get to know her in a more intimate way, first thing she's thinking is I'm thinking about sex. And she brings up sex first, where I educate her a little bit on what intimacy is, right? But again, gentlemen, I don't want you to influence women. I keep telling y'all, I don't think y'all understand where I'm coming at y'all with this shit. I don't want you to influence any fucking woman. Don't beg, don't pander, and don't influence any woman. What I want you to do is position yourself to show the woman that you're not the average man or guy. The guy. There's a lot of women are dealing with guys, okay? A lot of women are dealing with guys. But what I'm saying to you guys, I don't want you to try to influence. What I want you to do based off of your standard and how you create your universe, that's going to be the influence. The thing that draws the women in is the man that is so busy in his okay. Peep game real quick. When a woman notices a man has a spotlight on himself, she knows that if he takes that spotlight off of him, he's only going to put it on a special woman. He's rarely taking the light off of him. But she's trying to figure out, what can I do to get into his light? Even if he doesn't put the spotlight on me, I want to be a part of that light, because if he goes after his world the way he goes after his world, and I could be a part of that world, I get all those benefits. That's what I'm trying to get you to see and understand in all this. If not, I don't want you to influence. A lot of y'all guys got everything wrong. I do not. Let me check and see if there's any other questions while I'm getting this thing done. But I do not want any of you guys to try to influence a woman, because a lot of you guys out there are going to fuck it up. Hold on. Oh, it's interrupted. The game's interrupted. Okay, the game's interrupted. But what I'm saying is that y'all are getting it wrong. When you're trying to, see, when you're trying to do something, that's when you go wrong. You shouldn't be trying to influence a woman. You should be just doing whatever it is you do. And if you become interesting enough, that's where the influence comes from. The influence does not come from, well, I've got a BMW, and you know, love it. You know, I've got a Rolls Royce outside, and I've got this boat yacht. You know, it's docked over there, love it. That doesn't influence a fucking woman. It doesn't. So, gentlemen, last go round. If anybody has any questions, I'll take any questions anyone has and answer anything real quick, because we're going to continue to discuss how you begin to create the architect in your world. If you're not, I tell you, this is the majority of guys on YouTube. This is the number one reason why they lose. They never build anything for themselves. They don't build up how they talk to women. They don't build up how they put their bid in with women. They don't even know how to sound check. They don't know how to mix down shit. They don't know the culinary school. They don't know how to create a fucking their own government, which they don't even have a guide or a marketing team that they even work with. And it's amazing that people think that it's just, I got to get my money right. Man, it ain't about, motherfuckers don't give a fuck about your money, because they already got their bank accounts. They already got a handful of banks and bitches, so they really don't need your money. They really don't need you, because you don't bring anything to them to make them feel like they really need to get with you, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay? So last go round for any questions or anything like that, but we're going to continue talking about creating and building. Unique, you have a good night and everything. Thank you, Unique. You have a good night. I know shit's probably like fucking 4 in the morning over there. I don't know what fucking time it is, but. Last go around if anybody has any questions. If not, we're going to wrap this up. But, gentlemen, this is how deep the game is. And if people aren't talking this way, you better get the fuck away from them, because game that you're learning is on a deeper level. But in order to begin the process, you've got to learn you. And if you don't know or learn you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work, man. Okay? Let's see, King, he says, Steve, cash and material stuff help a man campaign. A woman doesn't want a man, doesn't have a son. Well, hey, King, listen to me. If you want to believe that bullshit, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you at all. Go ahead. But I can tell you right now your story. I can tell you right now your story just by the statements that you're making. You don't believe in yourself. You have no influence over yourself. You don't stand on anything for yourself. You don't know how to fuck, eat pussy. You don't know how to spit flavor in a woman's ears or flavor in a woman's eyes. You don't sound check. You don't rehearse. And you don't know how to put your bid in. So you're absolutely right. I'm not going to argue with you. I can tell you guys, you don't need to argue with them. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you believe that bullshit, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to change. I'm not here to change your fucking mind. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why you are what you are. You're absolutely right. But for the real guys out there, they don't believe that stupid ass shit. If this motherfucker want to believe that shit, let him believe that shit. But don't believe that shit, guys. Don't believe that stupid ass shit. Because when do we talk? Okay, King, I think you're in the wrong room. That's four doors down to the left. You've never heard me ever in the 30-plus years that I've been doing this shit talking about campaigning. I don't fucking campaign shit, okay? A woman don't want a man who doesn't have status. Again, why are you worried about other men? You mean a woman doesn't want you because you don't have status, brother? Stop putting on the men. But if you want to believe that shit, man, go right the fuck ahead, man. I'm not going to. And look, I don't argue. I mean, I'd rather argue with a fucking kindergarten versus a grown-ass man that thinks that stupid-ass shit. Dude, where's your fucking father at? My God. Is it a bad thing if when I'm talking to a woman and I just let things flow, or should I think before I speak? Well, Youngblood, it's not thinking before you speak. Where do you want to take this? Because what are you talking to a woman about? That's the question. What are you talking to her for? And what is the discussion? What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about? Okay? What are y'all talking about? And if y'all ain't talking about anything that's going towards intimacy, then you fucking wasted your goddamn time. And you're wasting your fucking voice. I don't know why y'all motherfuckers just talk to women to be talking to women. What the fuck do you get out of talking to a woman? Hey, how's your day? Really? Don't you think that most young men are comfortable with porn and video games so they don't build their, do you think? Brother, I play video games still. I'm 50 years old. What the fuck are you talking about? And I don't give, okay, 246. All right, listen, real quick, 246. I'm going to fail you because you've been in this room for too long to ask this fucking question. I'm going to give you a failing grade today. And I'm going to tell you why you lose. I'm going to tell you why you lose, okay? The reason why you lose, my brother, is because how many times have I said on today's show, stop talking about other men? How many times have I told you the more you talk about other men, the more you lose? How many times have I said that? And yet, what are you asking me about? Why do you give a fuck? Listen. Again, 246, I don't know if you think this is a bisexual room where we talk about man on man thing. No, this is not. This is a man space for guys that want women. And if you are asking this because you're into men, you're in the wrong room. This is not ask about men show. This is ask about me show or you show, and don't worry about other men. Come on, man. Get it right, brother, okay? Get it right. Let's see. Steve, social media changed the game for the regular 9-to-5 guys. Bitches, again, if that's how you feel, okay, if that's how you feel, I'm not arguing with you. But my guys are going to learn different. I think you're in the wrong room. You need to go across the street to the bitching manosphere shit that them motherfuckers be doing, or you need to go to the crying shit. We don't cry, bitch, or moan. We don't make excuses. You're in the wrong room. Because social media has made it easier to get pussy. Because, Mr. King, you're connected to every fucking woman that is connected to this worldwide web. So I don't know what you think that social media is a bad thing. It's too easy to get pussy nowadays. Youngblood, let me get you a question, okay? Let's see here. Youngblood, does the game give you guys does the game you give to guys apply to guys and hoes? Well, Youngblood, you got to be 18 years or older. This is not for kids. I can't talk to you about. I cannot discuss you smashing young girls. I can't do that. It's unethical. I'm only talking to guys that are out of high school that are talking to college girls. I cannot give you information to have you smash or do something with a woman that is a minor. You see what I'm saying? This is why it's called man mindset. It's not called high school mindset, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay? Let me see. I'm sorry, did I miss Elton? I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go around the questions before we wrap this up. But yeah, the technology is so terrible. It's terrible. Technology is just not even fair. It's not even fair how women just throw the pussy. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I tell you, it's not even fair. That's what I just want. It's guys, because a lot of guys say, well, Steve, I don't want to talk to her because she's in another state. I'm like, why? The internet has given you gold right now. Just because she's in another state doesn't mean she can't fly and see you or get you a ticket to fly and see her. Guys, women are doing this all the time. They are having guys come see them in different states to fuck and spend time with them and go about your way. This game is everywhere, okay? But anyway, gentlemen, as I've always said to you guys out there that are listening to the show, if y'all have any other questions, I got a few more if y'all want to ask. But if not, guys, we'll continue this. But guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember that the beautiful thing about the graveyard is everybody had one thing in common. They thought that they had tomorrow coming to them. Live everything every day like it is your last, okay? Be the best you possibly can be, okay? No, you're good. You're good, Fitz. You're good. We're about to wrap it up, so you're good. I'm sorry. We just kicked off a show just to kick it. So, but I'll continue to do shows. I'll continue to push forward. We're going to keep working on building. See, I don't want to give everything to you, okay? We want to take our time, and we want to slowly cook this, okay? All right? Well, let me see here. Wait, King, let me get – for King, I got you, but let me sir, I'll just say this. I don't know when you came in when I told you, but always remember something that I said and let that stick to you. As a man, you never put what you're doing on the front end. Just because you see a storefront doesn't mean that they're selling what you think they're selling that storefront. That's all I want to say. So if you feel that way or you think, I'm not here to say yes or no, I'm just saying – there are things you know, then there are things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. So never, ever assume things unless you know 100% that they're a fact, okay? All right? But the game doesn't have anything to do with fucking women, sir. So I don't need to understand women to understand game. So I just wanted to say that. But anyway, let me get to the other King question. King, I'm sorry, let me ask you this. See, my girl just told me that she's tired of not being the prize. I was taken back. What's my next move, big dog? She's tired of not being the prize. Well, King, listen. Beautiful thing about what I'm showing you is that I've had several women say the same thing. I don't like being number two. I don't like being the girl on your roster and all that other stuff. And all I do is say, okay, look, then you're more than happy to leave. You're good. Matter of fact, I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to end things. See, I always tell you guys about the drug of me. And the thing about drugs is you can't go cold turkey when you're with a real motherfucker. And they think they can go cold turkey. And they'll walk out that door, but they will begin to miss you. And they remember, I keep telling you the one thing, just like your girl talking about she's tired of being the prize. The reason she's tired of being the prize is because you're not influencing her. And I don't mean influence like we're talking about today. I'm saying and the influence is by not judging her, building trust and sexual trust to a point where she's saying that, you know what, even though I don't like the situation, I'm going to deal with that shit because I'd rather have a half of him than have a whole single man. So either you do, well, this should be already done, and this is why you need to get your architect and build your government. I wish a woman would say what you're saying right now to me, because as soon as she says that, I'm dropping her. Bye. Go. Listen, if you want to be the prize and you can't be the prize with me, then go find a motherfucker who's going to make you the prize. And if you want this dick on the side, you can have it. That's all we can be. That's how you talk to him. You don't get mad at him. Let her ass go. But I don't know. A lot of you guys don't have the balls to do that shit. See what I'm saying? You got to do that shit. Well, 246, go back and listen to the show. And we're going to start the process of it, okay? We're going to start the process of it, okay? So just always remember, guys, all right, at the end of the day, yes, absolutely. Everything I'm showing you has nothing to do with women. Building your world has nothing to do with women. Having a standard has nothing to do with women. Building your scribe, your government, has nothing to do with women. It has everything to do with you. It's just unfortunate.